Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Drive On Connection on Wednesday night. Forgive me for my tardiness. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Yes. And again, family, along with Sister Antoinette, forgive us for our tardiness. It is what it is, as we always say, but we're here, family, and thank goodness for that. It's been a minute. Right before Christmas was our last actual class. So since we haven't been on the airwaves since Christmas, I would like to say a long overdue. Happy New Year's, family. Happy New Year's. And again, for me, family, I want to put the spin on everything that we thought, we say, and we use in the way we think it is. So when I say Happy New Year's, family, y'all know for me, at the end of the day, it's numbers, baby. It's the numbers. And it just so happens, well, it's no coincidence, that Happy New Year's comes to 38. 3 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. And today we starting off the two with Black History Month on the second day of the two, which is February the second month. No coincidence. Again, that two. And again, since I've already, let me digress because I'm so elated because, again, haven't been on the show and it's a whole new vibe. We'll get into that, but again, like I said, let me digress and welcome the family back. Welcome, family. Welcome, welcome. And again, as always, to the ancestors, Ashe, to our elders, Namaste, and to the family and listening audience, much respect and love. Thank you for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you, family.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So with that, I wanted to break in right quick as I was going with this 11 because it's really important, family, because the 11, that 2, is dealing with the show also because 2 is medicine. So everything that I'm giving right now with the 2, with the Happy New Year's 2, is part of the medicine that we need. Because we are in definite need of medicine, and it ain't no substance like the medicine that we're sharing. Because this medicine, you don't have to take with any instrument. It's natural. This medicine is the air and oxygen we breathe that comes directly in your nostrils. That's the real medicine. So starting off with the medicine wheel, with the medicine, dealing with Happy New Year's, dealing with where we're going, is understanding this too, this illusion that they have us in. Because everything that we've been talking about, it's been for the last, what, 2 years, family? The last 2 years. And we're going to touch on so much. Dealing with today's date, it is so powerful. A lot of people have been feeling this 2-22-22. Five twos. Five times two is the 10, which brings us to the one. So, yes, this two. Because this two is all around us with what they're doing, the illusion that they're pulling. This two is no more than this propaganda of pushing what's called a mandate that's making it mandatory to wear masks. By the way, mandate is two and mass is two. I keep getting different videos from the family members about certain things, and it's like family members, we have a limited capacity. You know, we don't remember things too long. And I think Brother Thomas had brought up TikTok being used to offset our mind span because we can't hold things for long. It's like we forgot what we've talked about 2 years ago. I've been talking about, I get, you know, different links from family members, which is grateful, you know, and they're talking about things that we've been talking about now that it's in the media mainstream or social media. They bring it to me like it's new. I've been talking about it, trying to prepare us for it. Why are we talking about it? And again, that gives them power with what they're doing. We're actually in this era. And by the way, era, E-R-A, this era, call an age, era is also two. It's dealing with us bringing back our memories. We're starting to remember that we have a capacity, not just the possibility, but the capacity to use telepathy, because telepathy is the two. And telepathy is used for mental communication. Communication is two. From our mind to the universe, universe is two, our mind is two. It's mental telepathy that is capable. But the first part is you have to first think it in order to believe it, in order to achieve it. But if the thought ain't there, the possibility doesn't even show up. Staying on that too is where the illusion that they are now using as a common cold. The illusion is COVID-19. COVID-19 comes up to 38. 3 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. Cold is 11. Again, once they give us an exotic name, that power that we have in our dialect of communication is severed. The energy is now drained because the conversation is pushing, excuse me, family, their shit. Because understanding that saying, let's throw some shit on the wall and see what stick. Understanding for me, everything is a number. And wall is 9, which is your learning, your information, or your life. So when they throw the shit on the wall, your learning, information, or life, the shit is no more than a word. And let's see what sticks. And if the word sticks, guess what? We start to repeat it. Wow. It's taking that power, family. break all of this garbage down and see it the way you're meant to see it. I'm giving my way that I see it. And it's more than the way I'm giving it. We all have stories to tell. Find your way to tell your story however you tell it. But make sure you're the best at telling your damn story. Stop letting everybody else tell your story, our story. Because this part of the story I tell is just a piece of our story that we can all take from it to see better angles of our own individual parts of the story. It all leads to the what? The one, today's date, which is the whole. Whole comes to one. Totality is one. So, yes, family, we are definitely going there, and we're going to start off again, like I said, with the 11. We're going to start off with Black history, because guess what, family? We still got it twisted when we look at black as that word, giving it power to the way that they give it to us. No, for me, black and every other word has a number, so I make the connection. You make the connection when you see the connection. Black is the universe. Damn it, prove to me that the universe ain't black. Damn it, that's the history we start from. The universal history, family. That's the real black history. Not people. We're insignificant shit. We've been on this planet for a speck of time. So the blackness that we talk about, and guess what? Blackness is too. Universe is two, black is two. That's what I'm talking about, where the history starts from. The big bang, bang is two. They were so, woo. Anyway, with the two. Black history, well, let's use where we're going tonight with the medicine wheel, starting with the medicine wheel, because, again, hopefully Brother Kwame and Mother AZ, I hope you out there, I haven't heard from you in a minute, will expound on the medicine wheel from our ancestors, or for them, the elders. They are the elders. I have a lot of information on that, but they are better versed at that. But I want to give it to us, like I said. Anything that we come across, it has to become personal to you in order for you to truly tell your part as you see it, as it develops in your image. So getting back to the title of the show, The Medicine Wheel, and ooh, we're going to get into that personal for me, but starting here with The Medicine Wheel, we're going to start with a February 2, the medicine wheel. The 2 for February starts with the first calendar. The first calendar for me, because I'm quite sure there's many more calendars before where I'm starting my metaphysics start from all of this. So the first calendar was the Black Olmec calendar, aka today the Mayan calendar. And I'm speaking from the long count calendar of the Black Olmec calendar. Had a conversation today with an individual who, again, when I brought up February being Black history, the first thing, even in our memories, was dealing with Black history, because February is the shortest month. Damn. No. No. February is our month. It's the actual month of the first calendar. February is the 28-day month. Every one out of every 4 years. Ain't that something? One out of every 4 years, we have leap year in February. The 28 days getting to the Black Olmec is understanding that 11 months times 28 days gives you 364, not 365 that threw us off, but 364, which brings us back to 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. Spiritual, truth, God. The 4, the physics to the meta. So, yes, and we understand why even February, dealing with the first calendar of the Black Olmecs, we have what's called leap year. Every 4 years is leap year. Well, when we break it down by number, medicine wheel. Medicine is two, wheel is four. First is two, calendar is four. Black Omec, black is two, Omec is four. Leap year, leap is two, year is four. Come on, fam. It's been right in front of us. But me, myself, just from last year, thank you, Mother AZ and Brother Kwame Sunhorse, for bringing the medicine wheel to my attention. And again, it's off of everything has a reason. So when it was brought and I kept hearing it and it was echoing, my first thought was, knuckleheads, you haven't checked the numbers out. So when I saw that the numbers of medicine being 29, which is 11 or 2, wheel being 22, which is a 4, when I saw medicine wheel, I actually saw inhale and exhale. See, for me, personally, it's what we all do. You ain't got to claim it, you do it. Because the 2 and the 4, the inhale and exhale, if you don't believe me, stop breathing, damn it, and let me see you live. It ain't going to happen. We all dealing with it. We just don't see it in the words we all speak. The inhale and exhale of the medicine wheel is no more than God and the universe, same number, different words, and we all believe in some type of creator. And if you don't, you believe in truth, which is representing God by number. You believe in the spiritual, God by number. Improvement, God by number. Encouragement, God by number. Protection, God by number. Better God. I can go on with the absolute, which again is God by number. Because ain't nothing absolute but the creator, God by number. It's the numbers, baby. A lot of folks out there that have never heard me or heard numerology said, man, that shit ain't nothing. Cool. Because nothing is two. And that nothing you make into something for, the two and the four again, the medicine wheel. For every problem is two, has a damn solution. Solution is four. The medicine wheel, family. It's all here. But do you really think what you believe? That's the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel is no more than your gut damn feeling. Your gut feeling, not mine. That's the medicine wheel, baby. But getting back to me, personally with the medicine wheel, it started way back November of last year. Let's say the last day of November, November 30th, 2021. That date, and the reason that we hadn't had a show, and I had to do one before Christmas to share my gift, but that date reflected my number to my name, 1130, which comes to a 5. We know I'm always dealing with Eddie, 23, which is 5. And what had happened, I'm in a new location, so if you hear, because I was going to mention it, but it's not necessary, because hopefully you didn't, because the frequency I'm in, I'm at a new location now. I moved from my spot, and that was the reason that I didn't do a show, because on that date, I got a notification, and I had to be out of my old house with my beautiful pine trees that I still go over there and hug by January 14th. I said, ain't this something? Ain't the universe talking to me? Ain't the numbers? I've been trying to do a show on the medicine wheel, and medicine wheel is 114 or 2-4-11-22, however you want to say it. But when I saw that January 14th, ain't that something? That's medicine wheel. So everything was lining up, and it was a reason that I wasn't supposed to do this show on the medicine wheel until I did it on February dealing with Black History Month. And again, understanding the history with the blackness starts with the universe, family. Stop getting it twisted. We ain't been in existence being dealing with history And again, the history we talk about is what somebody else has programmed us to see. Black history as. Stop it. How's somebody going to tell you your damn history anyway? For me, I keep telling us the numbers set us right the way it leads you, just like this number 22222, which is dealing with portals, family. It's dealing with your angels. If you've been feeling a presence over you, just like, ooh, me being here. Here is back at my mother's house. And you know, another reason too, family, that this was on the rough side for me, this is the first year without moms. And on that note, New Year's Eve was her anniversary of her transition. So I'm dealing with that, dealing with got to get out, dealing with what we're dealing with right now in Chicago. Y'all heard this snow and cold. But like I said, I'm in it because cold is 11. That's where we're going anyway. Because that's part of the medicine, the air we breathe. That's the oxygen. When I get smart-ass people telling me we don't breathe air, we breathe oxygen. You're right, nigga, it's the same number. They got you tripping on the words. Trying to argue with me on some technicality of some language that ain't even ours. And I'm trying to give us a way that we can come together and stop being divided with this occult language of English we speak. Because every time I listen to conversations, I hear the connection of the words by the numbers, but we keep the division because the words of English has the power of dominion of our thoughts, our reactions, and seeing it only one damn way. When we know there's a variety of ways to everything, but we only see it one way when we hear a word or a phrase. So this is part of the medicine wheel, because medicine wheel by number, the whole number is six, but the 11, four, or 114 is 411 in reverse, which is our DNA, 411. That's what I'm looking at is telling me and showing me. Personally, this is inside our DNA. This is your record. It's called your Ashoka record. Record is 24, y'all. The medicine wheel. But it starts, the medicine wheel, with your common damn sense. And most sense that people have, it's not common anymore. But common sense is 33, family. That's the third eye. The medicine wheel is the third eye. Some people call it the first eye. It don't matter. Because first, by number being two, I being three, we still on the five, baby. It's still the code. It's still the code. Because, ooh, going back a little bit right quick to the original, or the first, not the, because that's not the original, it's the first, and the one that I keep on dealing with the first calendar of the Black Omex. This calendar that I speak of, I found one of my old poster boards that I did a show, one of my first shows in 2015. But this particular calendar was wrote back in 3114 BC. Woo! But for me, it was, oh, it was my awakening right there. Because for me, those numbers, 3114 BC, when I saw 3114, 14, for me, metaphysics by numbers. So I'm looking at metaphysics that these Black Omex was writing in numbers, writing a calendar. And they wrote that calendar to last from 3114 BC to 2012 AD. And I want us to stop right there with the BC and AC. When we get it twisted, it's the same thing. They just gave us, whoo, BC is 23 and AD is 14, 5 and 5. We on that 5 like we on again tonight, 5 and the 5 being the 1. But when you look at 2012 AD is 5,126 years. And when you add 5, 1, 2, 6 gives you 14. Damn, we can't get past 13 and 14. We right back at 14. And when you look at that 3114 BC, those are the same first four numbers of pi, family. 3.141 pi. Why is that? Because it's relating something to us. Because even when we look at the letters of pi, pi, p in Majumantria is 3. I is 5, 35. But when you look at 3 and spell it, T-H-R-E-E is 28, which is 1. And when you look at F-I-V-E is 21, which is 3. 1 and 3, there's. And when you add, oh, goodness, when you add 28, 3, 28, and 21, you got 49, 4 plus 9. I'm doing all of this in my head. I ain't looking at no paper, family. So when I have a blank real quick, I'm going back because I got to get my mind together like all of us do. We can do this. Once you write it down on paper, it should be on the blank screen, the image in your mind. But these are the things that the medicine wheel, the four, because I always use that this particular saying to the family, don't shit on me dealing with throwing the shit on the wall. The shit ain't no more than a word by number, not by the stuff they talking for. Yeah, that's confusion. That's why confusion is fine. I ain't in a state of confusion or a ball of confusion no more anyway. As I said, the one that we are dealing with today's date, the one is called your opinion and the other one is called your asshole, because everybody's got an asshole like everybody's got an opinion, and it's the one and the one. That's the 11 again. But out of your opinion comes your word, and out of your asshole comes shit. Don't shit on me, family. See, even when you give me a word, if it's not yours, it's somebody else's shit. That's what I'm saying. Through the number of your word today, I know your word from the word you are regurgitating from social media, from the news. I heard it. I don't need to hear it from my sisters, and I need to hear your words, your spin on the shit that they gave. That's why spin is the same number as word and shit. Put your spin on it. Your spin, baby. That's the medicine wheel. That's the medicine we need, because we got to bring the six called balance, the medicine. We ain't bringing no balance to the word we've been given, because we pushing the word that they presented us the way to push it, and we pushing it that way, that paradigm. It ain't changing shit. If we're going through a paradigm shift, we got to shift it. We got the power. But every time we speaking a conversation that gives us energy or it drains us, one or the other. And we draining each other half of the time. Because a lot of times, like I said, I get stuff from people who send it to me now like it's brand new. Shit, I've been talking about this for over 5 years. But I've been talking about this corona madness for the last 2.5 years. And people are still sending me stuff like 2.5 years. Y'all weren't listening. So that means y'all really ain't prepared. Because y'all sending me this shit like it's new to y'all, like it's going to be new to me. Uh-uh. Shit, I've been talking about it. What have y'all been? No. And that means, too, school time. This is school time right now. We don't go back and visit the archives, baby. We have short-term memories. We need to go back and play some of this.
because the conversations I had with a whole bunch of my people is letting me know, man, we way off the mark. Talking about what we got and what we can do, and we melanated. Goddamn, That's why melanin is seven. Starts with your damn conscious conversation. Conscious is seven. Conversation is seven. Melanin is seven. Weapon is seven. If your conversation ain't filled in a higher capacity, you ain't got no damn weapon. You speaking that shit. That's what I keep saying, family. And like I said, I'm at the point now, I hear it in the number of the words that we all speak. Damn, I'm trying to give us some shit that we can all use. It's called metaphysics. They call them quantum physics. Most people don't understand quantum physics like most of us don't truly understand metaphysics. Beyond the physical, this is why I'm giving us what's beyond your physical sight. Right in front of you is the words behind, the numbers behind the words, hidden in plain sight, the metaphysics. That's what they've been hiding from us, family. That's why they want to use quantum physics now. It's metaphysics. They just made it scientific. We still on the spiritual. It ain't going to leave us. That's why even today is another day that they celebrate with an animal. It's called Groundhog's Day. And when we say it, everybody sees it that one damn way with this damn rope and coming out of his hole to look for his damn shadow. Damn it, it's telling you your message and everything is saying. Ground 25, hog 15, 25 plus 15 is 40. Spiritual, God, y'all. And this groundhog is looking for the five, his shadow, 23, 5. The metaphysics and groundhogs, family. We didn't see that shit. We saw the story the way they told us, and that was it. One looking for shit else. It's who I keep telling us. The metaphysics is the damn numbers behind the words. That's even in the Groundhog Day, baby. Because Groundhog, when you don't use the shadow and call the Groundhog Day, it's 47. 4 plus 7, damn it, we back to the 11. Medicine, y'all. We ain't got the right medicine because we only seeing it one way. I'm giving it to a way that the way I give it doesn't even limit it the way I see it. It's expanding your horizon to see it this way, that way, and any other way you want to see it. Because we limit ourselves. That's why limit is two. And who put a limit on your mind? That's why mine is two. That's why sky is two. And they tell you, damn it, the sky is the limit. Don't mess with me. My two ain't the limit because my mind connected to the universe, baby. There's no limit to my mind because there's no limit to the universe. So how you going to tell me the sky the limit? The two is the limit to two. That's why we on that two, 22, 22, family. It's all the two. Keep your head to the sky, the two. It's in the sky. It's in the air, too. Seeing is two. Believe is two. The universe, what do you believe in? I believe in the universe, baby. That's my church. Church is two. It ain't no damn man-made building. The church is the universe. The air is the universe. The cosmos and cosmic is the universe. It's all two. Soon as I say the name, we go on the assumption of what they programmed us that the word means. Nope, take it back, family. That's why the one is called power, and you are called one. You are one, and you got the power. He-Man said it best, and damn it, if we don't know the number, He-Man is 32, damn it, the five, the code. That's why he held up the code with the sword. The pen is mightier than the sword, and he held up and said, I got the power, baby. Because the sword is no more than words. When you take that S and put it to the back of the word, it becomes words. That's why the pen is so mighty. But I'm getting off course dealing with the medicine wheel, family. Let me digress here because I know worked up a sweat. I'm feeling good. Thank you, family. Thank this vibration of this aura of moms. I know. Sage my house several times. Brother Kwame, thank you for the information of also giving that graciousness to the ancestors, the inner of the house, on the outside of the house. And With that, Sister Antoinette, like I said, let me back off, because we never did touch the current events, and we never want to leave what's happening right now. And see, that's the key sometimes, that we get on those things and we don't try to make those current events happenings deal with what everything is happening with right now. So just like I got a current events. Thank you, Brother Wes, for one. Brother Kwame sent me one. It's, and I have so many that people not send me today for some reason, but that's that energy of this 2-22-22, that warmth, that power. See, because, again, this is the time that your angels are watching over you. The portals are opening. See?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, Brother, can I say this?
Yes.
Can I say this? The Chinese New Year, I think it started today. If it's not today,
yes.
It's tomorrow.
Oh.
But it's the year of the tiger.
Sister Antoinette, thank you. I ain't got, like I said, I'm going off memories. I got it wrote down somewhere. I ain't got it, but family is no coincidence. Medicine wheel, check it out. Medicine wheel is year of the tiger. Tiger is 2, which is medicine. Year is 4, which is wheel. The medicine wheel is this year of the tiger.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Yes,
yeah, honestly,
it is.
Like I said, it lines up, all of it. And thank you for that, because I had actually forgot about that particular, the Chinese New Year. And y'all know me, being into Bruce Lee, I usually keep up with that. And like I said, it's wrote down on another sheet. And like I said, my mind is, oh, it's racing. It's racing. So, but it's a good, it's a good race. See? Because
that's
what our minds and our brains are supposed to do at times. That's why that's the race we in. It ain't got shit to do with color. That's the game they play. That's why game is 5, color is 5, and race is 5. They playing a game. See?
Yeah.
So the race is me to challenge my own brain. That's why race is 5, challenge is 5, and brain is 5. It's all the 5. It's numbers, baby. If we could really speak in numbers with the words we say, we would have a whole different outlook and attitude on a whole bunch of garbage that we've been pushing. But we will, and this is what I love about it that I constantly tell people. I've been shown that, hey, this is the beginning, and this is for the next 7 generations to fulfill this. We are at the beginning, so we're dropping all of the information and history that they're going to use that is not in books, baby. Because as everybody know, what I'm giving ain't in no damn book. See?
That is true.
So this is what we are leaving for our children to battle with, because the battle ain't flesh and blood, it's spiritual. On that 4 again, back to the 4. It's not flesh and blood. That's why even principalities come to the number 56. 5 plus 6 is 11 again, the 2. It's only 2, baby. It's the principalities. We call the principalities principles. Principles is 38. 3 plus 8, you still on 2. I don't care what you call it by word. The number stays the same, y'all. That's why they got us in that pi circle, circumference of a circle, just going around and around and around. But digressing again, Sister Antoinette, you go ahead and start on the current events. And if you got another question, please feel free.
Well, Brother Eddie, I have a question. Will you teach those of us like me that do not know anything about the medicine wheel and how to set one up?
Well, again, I'm hoping that Brother Kwame, because that particular, I don't know if I even sent you a picture. I actually made my own personal medicine wheel.
Yes, you did,
you know,
a while ago. Yes, you did.
Right, before all this started. And, I mean, the color, the 4 colors, you know, that represents the 4 elements. It represents the 4 seasons.
Yeah.
It represents the 4 directions, you know. So it represents life
in its fourth, just like we're dealing with that 13 now, or that fourth, one fourth. This is what that medicine wheel deals with, the fourth. That's just like when we started off with leap year by the calendar of the Black Omex, 1 out of 4 years. This is why even the medicine wheel has that design with those four separations of color separating the circle of life.
Yeah.
So I could get into it deeper because I did, but again, I don't have all of the material that I had that I previously wrote up that had all of the ancient knowledge of what it was used for. But like I said, what we have to understand that what I'm giving now, even with that, and the reason that I wanted to do it so much is that that's what we got to do, because we can only go back so far. But even with what we go back to get, we still have to bring that forward and make it our own.
Yeah.
So that we become the two. The two that we're supposed to be is the damn example, people. That's the medicine that you're supposed to deliver, the example to who and whatever you are. If you know who you are, be the best damn example you could be by being the leader that you are, by showing it by example. That's the two. Everybody else pushing, everybody else's, that's not the example we're supposed to lead individually. You got something that ain't nobody else got. That's the example you're supposed to be dropping. That's the two you're supposed to be. Two makes you first. That two makes you black. But because you're black and first, or you're first that were black, you've been told that you've been cursed. It's all the same damn number. They didn't change nothing but the word. But that's why we're hated. Because we are first, because of our pigment. And we've been pushing the paradigm of their damn story behind their educational shit of history for too damn long. The reason that we couldn't learn in school is because we could not get with the dumb shit they was teaching us in the first place. Other than reading and writing and arithmetic, that was it. That's all we needed.
Yeah.
Because after reading, writing, and arithmetic, what in the hell you been using that you learned in school? You ain't went to no damn interview and had to say Christopher Columbus discovered America, George Washington was the first damn president, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. What we remember all that shit for, and we ain't used none of it. Not a lick of it. But
no.
It's all burnt in your brain, in our brains. Who chopped down the cherry tree? You don't even hear that shit no more. All this garbage that we learned in school. For what? Just cluttered our memory banks with nonsense, family, that we're still trying to discard all this shit today. To open our minds up to what we should have been thinking about and talking about all along. That's why they don't want us to talk about things that we're talking about now, because it ain't got shit to do with what they programmed us to even talk about the way we talk about. That's why I said, talk about it your way. Give me your word. Put your spin on it. With that, did you have any other questions, Susanna, tonight? And do we have any callers thus far?
Pardon me?
I said, do we have any callers thus far?
No, everyone's here. No one has their hand up. If y'all have a question or a comment, press the number one, and I will be happy to open up your line, and Brother Eddie can answer your questions or address your comments.
Brother Eddie,
you do have a caller now.
Okay.
773. 77.
True story. It's 22 degrees outside right now.
That's Chicago, y'all. If y'all
didn't know, numbers don't lie, bro. Numbers don't lie.
Hey, for sure, for sure. Thanks, Brother D, because I ain't got nothing on but this phone, so I don't see what's happening on any other lines than what I'm on. So, yeah, thanks for that info with that double two again, 22. Yes, sir.
Man, it's all good. Well, I mean, hey, Happy New Year.
Happy 11, my brother. Happy 11. Happy
yes,
11.
It is.
Yes. Oh, and again, while we on this, happy belated Solar Earth Day to both of y'all.
And you too,
oh, thank
sir.
You, and to you.
Oh, yeah. So that was, I was like, man, that's right, because we ain't been on the shows to do that, and I like the family to know that how it's so, both of y'all happen to be the host to different shows that I do, and it just so mm-hmm. happens that y'all have the same numbers to y'all birthdays. It's just
wow.
a different time, you know, but that 13 that we've been talking about, that 1-3 is just, it's powerful, baby. Yeah, so big ups to the wheel part of the medicine, because the wheel yeah. that's spinning, we got to stop spinning that wheel and use the other wheel called your WILL, which, by the way, is the same number, family. That wheel is 13. By the wheel on your car is 22. They both go. Stop spinning your wheel
yeah.
and use your wheel power, family. But go ahead, Brother
yeah.
D.
Yeah, I'm just going to make this quick. There's a story that came out today on the two again. This is dealing with, I don't know if somebody has sent this to you, Brother Eddie, but this is dealing with Illinois House Bill 4640. If we add up the numbers, that comes up to a 5. So basically
you know
what
that,
this
man.
Bill is. Hey,
I was going to say thank you, because that's what I was mentioning that Brother West has sent me earlier. But thank you. It's actually a current event that happened today. So you go ahead and you bring it on out, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. I ain't gonna take too long, because I know you got a class to teach. So basically, this bill. It was being introduced by the 46th District State Representative in Illinois, Deb Conroy, and her name comes up to an 8, 26. So basically, the story says that Villa Park State Representative Deb Conroy wants to, quote-unquote, isolate or quarantine persons who are unwilling to receive vaccines, medications, or other treatments. So basically, it says that HB 4640, which is the 5, is scheduled to be heard in the Illinois House Human Services Committee February 2 at 9 a.m., which was today, this morning. If HB 4640 were to become law, persons exposed to an infectious disease could be placed under public health department observation, only possible in a contained atmosphere with department watch guards, some suggest, such as a concentration camp. The bill says, to prevent spread of a dangerously contagious or infectious disease, the public health department may, pursuant to the provisions of subsection C of this section, isolate or quarantine persons whose refusal, and they have the word refusal highlighted, to undergo observation and monitoring results in uncertainty regarding whether he or she has been exposed to or is infected with a dangerously contagious or infectious disease or otherwise poses a danger to the public health. HB 4640 will also set up a state network data collection system for persons that have received mandated vaccines, medications, or otherwise. Interesting. So it's
no,
like with
not
very
really. I don't see it as being interesting. I see it more as being, what have we been talking about?
Right.
Because all they're doing now is passing what we've been assuming was coming down the road. Well, I have at least, because
for the ones who haven't been distracted. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we can go back, what, 2 years, 2.5 years ago when we first introduced and they started coming out with this. And these numbers that I thought when they came out 2 years ago and they brought up the word mandate. They brought up the words shelter in place. They brought up the words stay at home. Always back then, I told the people all of that was the two.
And guess what? Mandate comes up the two.
That's what I said. I've been talking about it for two damn years.
Yeah.
Shit. What?
Yeah, you're
like
right. You're right.
People are bringing it to me like it's something new. I said, no. Damn it. Have y'all really been listening? Mass is two. It's part of the mandate. That's part of the two. Stay in place. All of that is two. I said at the end of the day, y'all better prepare for martial law. Do y'all remember that? Martial law is two. This damn detention camp and all this are pretty names for martial law, y'all. This ain't, come on. Shit, just because they done said it, I've been saying this shit for two damn years. I get kind of complacent sometimes when I hear my people like, this is some new shit. Damn, didn't you hear us talking about it 2.5 years ago, y'all? That was the time I was saying, prepare, y'all. Prepare. We weren't preparing because evidently we wasn't taking the notes to know that when they drop this shit, it ain't no surprise now. All we should be saying is the shit we were saying 2 years ago, look, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Shit. Time will tell. Information gives you the time that will tell. The information is coming to pass now. But people are still coming to me like, I got another email from another family member telling me something about the vaccine being a depopulation. Damn, y'all ain't been listening. Shit. Vaccine is 5. Depopulation is 5. Death is 5. I've been talking about that 5 for damn 5 years. Shit. My name is 5. I've been on that 5. I saw as soon as they came up with the 5 called coronavirus, it's 41-5. It ain't nothing but another beautiful or exotic name for the fucking flu. Flu is 14-5. They give you coronavirus and you stop talking about the damn flu. They got you. Because 5 is manifest. When we speak it, it manifests. The way
and isn't the month of February also 5 too, Brother Eddie?
The what? Yeah, February comes to 32. Come on. Thank you, Derek. That's another 5. Thank you, my brother. We got to know all these damn words where we speak, and it keeps us, because that's why they put the 2 and the 5 together and call it what? Valentine's Day. February 14th, the 2 and the 5, baby. We don't see what they doing. And Valentine's, the 2 and the 5, only represents child sex. Why you think they got Cupid, who's a goddamn kid, shooting a damn arrow in your pussy? Excuse me, family, pussy is 5. That ain't no damn heart. Heart is 24. Pussy is 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that heart that
love is 14 equals a 5
that's
also.
A 5. Sex is 5. Baby, red is 5. Why do you think all these colors and everything comes right there with sex on the 14th? We don't see what they pushing. That's why candy is 11 or 2. Ain't they pushing candy and red or sex or love? It's all the same damn number, different words. And they're using that little bastard name Cupid. Because Cupid, to me, by name, by number, is 21. And 21 is the devil. Damn it, I know what they're doing. And when you put 12 around, it's 21 in reverse is 12. 12 is kid. That's why Cupid is a damn kid in a diaper with an arrow shooting it into Libya. The Libya is the lips to the vagina, family, when they're open and unfolded. That's what it looks like, that heart that they're showing you. Ain't y'all figured it out? Mm-hmm. It ain't no human heart. It's sex, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
And the word child comes up to 2 also.
Huh? Yeah, child. That's what I said. I started at the beginning and said it's the 2 and the 14 or the 2 and the 5 is your child and sex. It's set up in the February 14th. That's why we keep saying they after your children.
They after the babies. All these, ooh, man. Like I said, if I ain't going to say that. But as I reiterate, I understand this is for our children. This is for the next seven damn generations to take what I'm giving and what we're giving and develop that into something that's going to kick the stuffing out of these people. See? Because that same three that we talk about of the devil, that three that the devil wants to kill is no more than that lie that we got to kill and stop of the devil is being promoted by the government. Government is three. Devil is three. Lie is three. Shot is three. Why you think the government is pushing this damn shot so hard? It's a lie, family. It's all a lie. But until we see how to connect the dots, that's why it's no connection. Connection is three. It's a way to connect all this stuff, and you got to learn how to process it. Process is three. First damn thing we got to learn to process is your memories. Memories is three. Mm-hmm. Process your memories.
Going back to the beginning of the show, when you said medicine, medicine.
Yeah, the
well,
medicine will.
Is two.
See?
Right,
medicine,
right.
That's what I said. The two and the four. Medicine will. That's why the two and the four is. The
we
two and the four is no more.
Okay.
Two and the four is the AM and PM. AM is 11, PM is 31. That's the two and the four. We do it every day. It's called inhale and exhale, two and four. It's called God in the universe. God is four, universe is two. Two and the four. And the only reason I switched it around is because I'm going to put God before universe. That's all. And even if not, G becomes before you. I do it alphabetically also. See, so I keep in order with the way I process my thinking because, again, this is how we got to change the paradigm in the conversations. So, again, Sister Dinetta, I think you was giving me Brother Kwame's number, that's 708. I mean, that's 706, which is that 13 again. I love it.
Well, he,
so if that's
he
okay,
is, but I have one right before Brother Kwame, and that's Brother West. So I'm going to
okay,
bring Brother West in, and then Brother Kwame, I'll bring you in.
Sounds great.
Okay, Brother West in. Brother Kwame, I'll be with you in a moment.
Hey, how y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Brother
yeah,
West,
you're
good.
Hey.
Good. You sounding good. All right, brother. How you doing?
Hey, check this out. I'm rolling, man. It's 44 degrees in an A-time, man, on the 33rd parallel, 44 degrees.
All right.
Hey, well, the news I want to bring, man, I look at the, what's that, court TV, the real court TV, not no fucking judge. I'm sorry about that after that, not no Judge Judy. Okay, the real court TV. And the case that they do, yeah, the case they doing now is, y'all remember when that devil shot up the Waffle House in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
In 2018. And he tried to act like he's crazy now. He acting like it's a trial now. You should see, they show everything, man. And everybody at that Waffle House look like us, man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And he killed four people, man. You should see the video. One, two. He killed one sister, two brothers and a Hispanic. Now you tell me that he was on the DNC. He claiming to be that in 2017 he got in the White House walking around now. Okay, now how the hell he government? That's like a Manchurian candidate, man. So the case, man, y'all check out Court TV, man. It's raw, man. And that's what my man Brian, what his name, James Shaw Jr., the one that saved the day, that brother. Okay, when he ran out of ammo, and that's when my man James Shaw Jr. Wrestled him, took the gun out of his hand, and threw it across the... Hey, y'all should look at it, man. It's devastating, man. Two sisters, one of them, he shot in the leg, and all the only thing was a piece of her leg holding on by the white meat of her leg, man. So she had to get that leg cut off. Another sister, he shot in the leg and just injured her leg back and her arm. Man, it's devastating, man. So we got to send some juice to Nashville so that devil don't get no insanity plea and get out. So you got to get life in prison, man. We got these devils down here that killed Ahmaud Arbery. So I look at Court TV, y'all. It's free. Okay, if you got like me, if it ain't free, I don't need to see. So it's free. I got rabbit ears old school, so it is what it is. I love it's free. When it's free, I look at it, man. But Court TV, man, y'all got to watch that, man. Y'all ain't doing nothing hell. It's cold as hell up there. Y'all sitting in the house. Look at Court TV. And I mute myself. Let somebody else talk. That's my story for the day.
All right, Brother West.
Thank you, Brother West.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister. Yes. Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Eddie. But I'm grateful.
Hey there, Brother Kwame. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. I'm grateful hearing you got five on it. You own it.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Derek up there in 22 degrees. Is it below zero or above zero?
Oh, that's
zero,
the normal temperature.
And I shoveled the snow three times today already.
Well, you're probably going to get 22 inches.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
I don't know if you was around in 67 or you was around in 76 when Chicago got shut down. There were two times Chicago
67.
Did not move.
That was the first time. That's when I moved here, that big snow blizzard they had in 67. First time since.
Right.
That must spoil my life, man. Yeah. I remember that.
Shut down. 76 got Jane Byrne elected.
67, 76, 13, same number.
There you
I
go.
Was around in 76 now.
There you go. I love it. Turned it around. You saw that.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're looking at the Chinese New Year. Yesterday was, you know, the new moon. And that is the first moon in Aquarius. Starting off this year of 2022 and the year of the tiger, and you were talking about the tiger, but 2022 is a six, so it's the tiger. But the part that y'all were speaking about Valentine's Day and Cupid, that ain't where it came from. If you go outside around 7:30, 8:30 on Valentine's Day and you look up in the sky and you see the constellation Orion, look up to the top to the left and you'll see a star called Belkaz. Belkaz turns red on February the 14th, has for eons, and it pulsates. It's about 600 to 700 light years away from the Earth. It's about 500 times bigger than our sun. That's how far it is away from the Earth, but we still see that constellation of Orion. And that red star, I sent it to you. And, you know, my grandson is born on that day, and I've always told him, you came in on that star, you know, because that's the energy as above, so below. And what we're seeing with February being the instrumental numerology, because you're going to have to 2022, you're going to have 2022, then you're going to have 2022, which Pluto will be in Capricorn, the exact alignment 248 years ago, that same constellational alignment was in 1776 when this country did their constitution and formulating the government that we're under today. So this is very important, the energy. And what Groundhog's Day is, the candlelight, is that they do this because this is the quarter day of between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. And what they look for is the weather to see if we need to start preparing now, getting the ground ready for planting. Here in the South, we, like Brother West said, it's 44 at night. It's supposed to be 75 tomorrow. We got up in the 50s today. It's just overcast, but when the sun breaks through, it's been warm. I've seen bluebirds. I've seen redbirds. I see the lilies coming up. I see daffodils. All of the plants are growing. Even the trees are budding. And so somebody's got noise in the. But anyway, it's what's happening with this solar energy that's happening, because what they're knowing right now, and it was powerful, Eddie, because you went back to 3114 BC, and that was when the Egyptian calendar coincides with the Mayan calendar at the same time that coincides with the Chinese calendar. All of them knew that it was going to be that 25,920 years that was ending the galactic year, and it was beginning of the new galactic year. On Carl Kaliman, in his book about the Mayan calendar, says it's October. It was October 2021. 2012. The Mayan calendar says it was. Jose Arguelles said it was December 21st, 2012. And so what we had was December 21st, 2020, was the actual alignment of the 0 degrees of the alignment of Aquarius at its exact 0 degrees. So that is the part, because we won't completely go into the Aquarian era. The era between Pisces and Virgo lasts 2,160 years. We're at 2022. We still got a ways to go to get into the total of it, but it's shifting and it's slowly, you know, moving in the galactic and in our solar system. We're moving into that constellation. So what we're here getting the energies of this reset and shift is what they're infecting and trying to distort the energy. Because we're in a place in our Milky Way galaxy that we haven't been in 26,000 years or 25,920 years. We haven't been. There's a new energy, and now the sun is going back into solar maximum, which is when we get mass coronal ejections coming off the sun. But that sun is connected to the sun in the Milky Way galaxy as we're moving into this. And these are the energies that they're talking about that's going to knock power out. And these are the ways in which they're overstanding too. Where we are, we're getting new consciousness from all the planetary alignment. February the 4th, Mercury goes direct. That means that every planet in our solar system now is direct, I think, until November. That means everything is going to be aimed and coming into the planet.
Okay.
So we like I say, pop your popcorn and sit back and watch the show. We're looking at this thing about the mandate and the virus and all of this thing. I sense a few people. Remember Fantastic Voyage, when they made the movie in 1966 and it came out. What did they do? They shrunk.
Miniaturized themselves and went in in a syringe and was shot into an individual. Yeah.
They were going into this spy because he had the formula that was for toxins that was supposed to be going to kill people, and they needed to get that information out of his brain. And what they were going through, it was going through his body. That means that they had to be put that tiny to shrink a submarine and people down to the size to go into a human being. You have to make them as small as a nanoparticle. And what was happening, wow, you were seeing that the white cells was attacking them when they were coming out of the submarine, and they were getting attacked by the white cells that defends the human body. And
the white cells, side note, white cells are called phagocytes. They're the faggots.
Right.
I'm sorry, fam. My bad. Go ahead, Kwame.
That these particles, they were going to go into his brain. in order to go into his brain to record, get whatever information they were going to try to get out of his brain. The part that you're looking at, and they was guiding him through, you know, through their own first-time technology, exploring the universe within. This is what they said in the trailer. This is the first time man is going to the universe within. And so what you're looking at is now they're putting the nanoparticles that's going into the human brain that they now are going to do just like they do when they fly drones. They now have the technology of 5G and this and all of this Wi-Fi to where now they're going to have people doing things or eliminating people because what it's doing is getting the body to attack itself. And Brother Derek was correct. It's elimination. But what they want to try to do is get as many people that they can doing it because they basically started with the elders. Elders have the memory of what it was, and they got to get rid of the people with the memory that can help you see how to save yourself. Because elders know the medicines, the roots, the plants, and the ways in which to deal with a virus. Because if you look at the smallpox epidemic that happened in 1721 from 1619, when they brought the smallpox here, they turned around here, and the way that they did in Philadelphia was a slave owned by, after white dude's name, the slave that was owned that came from the continent. So he said, we had pox, what they call cowpox disease. And what they did with that, all they do is take the pus off of the person that's got all the swelling on the skin and rub it all over the person so you can have the antibodies to go into you to protect you. That's how they came up with the serum.
Wow. Yes. Like these people been at this for a long, long time. And
you did it because you're 3114. 3114 BC, then they went into what? The AD, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the way up to 2019 AD, we were still in AD after we passed 2012. We was in 2019 AD. Guess what? We went back into BC before COVID. We're in BC before COVID. Everything now is never going to be the same. We're going to have this thing attacking and saying before COVID, we were able to do this and walk around with no mask and breathe and party and do everything together. No more. They cut that stopped that, 2019.
Yeah, this is, again, setting our children up for a new paradigm with masses and all this card showing that fully vaccinated is no more than the Willie Lynch and showing your papers that you're a free man and this, that, and the other.
But
so, again, they taking us backwards like you said. We going backwards.
But what you looking at with that paper that was put out, it was called Let's Make a Slave. And then the person that was to implement, his name was, he was named Lynch. And what he told them, he said, I see that you have a problem with your people. I can show you how to keep the value of what you're doing instead of having to hang them and burn them.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did is he came here on the James River. If you look at the actual Let's Make a Slave, it will say at the top, December 1712.
And he lasts for 300 years. It worked for 300 years.
300 to 400. He said 300 to 400. He said maybe. He said 300, maybe 400 if you do it right. But they knew 1712, we only have 300 years to get this keep this system what we've created. Right, because in 2012, there's going to be a reset.
Yep.
They knew it. And what we were lost in it, and the part that we did not understand, our ancestors had left it, and it told us the calendars. The fifth dimensions sang it in the 60s.
Yep.
It's been talked about even before that. It's been written on the walls of Kemet. It's been written in the step pyramids in South America. The Chinese calendar has been doing it. Everybody knew in the major continents knew that this was going to be here. What had to do was we had to disconnect us, the originators that saw this and aligned that belting the red star. We knew that happened. We knew that the star that follows behind Orion is what? Sirius.
Sirius
on December
30th.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, Brother Wesley had dropped. I opened up his mind again. He had dropped, but he's not back with us. So his mind is
all right. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kwame. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but what happens on December 31st at 11:59? You can go outside and Sirius, which is the spirit sun that comes up in the first of July, and rises with the sun in the east. They rise together. Sirius is the spirit sun that at 11:59 on December 31st, you go outside, and that's why people be aiming up there trying to shoot it out the sky, because that's the solar year. That's the solar, but in the natural year starts on March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
As above, so below.
Yes, it all lines up with this medicine wheel being the six, and the six being this year 2022, and the six also representing
and the
six
and
liberal
the
art.
Right.
And the six liberal art deals with music and memory. This is why music is 21, which is three, and memories is three. That's a three and a three, which is six. And the sixth chakra, it deals with your third eye. The three and the three again, a six. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, what an indigenous wheel in the medicine wheel is divided into fours. That means the yellow represents spring, the red represents summer, the black consciousness represents fall, and the white represents
winter.
And then you go, the yellow is the yellow race, the red is the red race, the black is the black race, the white is the white race. Therefore, emotions. It's put into the fours because the traveling the red road is from the east to the west. Traveling the black road is going from the south to the north. Because the thing that indigenous people knew when they created their wheel, that these other three colors were going to come here to this land, and we have to prepare and know that these people are coming, and we have to unify, because in 1311, Amr Baraka Mana Musa, who was the richest man in the world, who scattered gold across going to Mecca, scattered gold across the continent of Africa, his brother left him in charge and put 2,000 ships. 1,000 of them had the sorcerers, the scholars, the physicians on those 1,000 ships, and all their supplies. Each ship had its own supply ship with it, and they came across and settled in Brazil and the South Americas in 1311. The Chinese came here through their armament, their fleet, came here in 1421. You had the Spanish that was down in Santo Domingo came here in 1521, long before the 1619 and 1492.
he didn't come to this Western Hemisphere. He was down there at Santo Domingo or Haiti, what they call that. We got to understand our story and not keep giving this whole mix-up about we only came here at 16. We didn't begin at slavery. We began at 3114 B.C.
Okay. And again, like I reiterated earlier, yeah, that's when we came here with that. With me, when we talk about black history, don't start with man. It starts with the universe. We're so insignificant when we try to pinpoint what we've been given by their documentations, because it's not ours. It's what they have put. You know, some of it is written by our people, but like I said, at the end of the day, before people even thought of the universe, that real blackness, that's the history of all of it. Everything else to me is insignificant when it comes to trying to figure all this out. The universe, and it gave me a bigger picture. And they gave all of us a bigger picture, but we choose to stay where we want to stay. I'm up with, as we said, the Galactic Federation. No more with the air and the wind, baby.
And even with that, Eddie, you have to look at something. That's why I showed, put that fantastic voyage back out there.
Mm-hmm.
The key, what they were saying is they were taking the journey in, of the universe
inside,
within the human.
That's
so we don't
the key.
Even understand. We got people. That's why Rumi says everything in the universe is within you when you learn to use yourself. You have the whole galactic in your vessel.
That's it. That's the key. That's like all these stories, everything that I get now, I take it inward. And with the numbers, baby, it makes it clearer than it's ever been. You're exactly right. All this information, it goes in that database called my understanding. And as soon as I get the understanding, guess what? I'm overstanding. Simultaneously, baby, soon as I go inward, I go over. That's my overstanding once I go in. I can't go over if I don't go in. That's why a lot of us can't get to the overstanding, because we won't
right.
go and inside to get there.
Well, right, because what's over us, if you come out of the cities and come back into nature and you go come outside and you look up with no street lights, you will see the Milky Way that is over us. The Milky Way,
and like
is
you
constant,
just said,
we're constantly turning and moving. Our solar system is moving with the Milky Way, and that's
what you just said,
comes up to five too.
Right, and when you look at all that, like you just said, when we turn and do this and do that, it takes you right back to what you said, dealing with that fantastic voyage. It's the universe already. See, we don't see the Milky Way in our own damn galaxy of our mind. Milky Way
what,
is two. It's the two we've been talking about. Universe is two. That's the Milky Way. It's all the two. It's your mind. Once you go inside
right.
and travel in your mind, you can see everything as above once you go inside. It takes you there.
Psychedelic check. Take a stroll through
Man.
The mind. Sometimes you'd be surprised what you might find.
You
ding
might be surprised.
Ain't no
oh,
big thing.
Speaking of fantastic voyage with Lakeside is 31.
Right. They were telling you the fantastic voyage. It's an inner journey.
Everywhere. That's why when we get on any highway, understanding it's called an expressway or a highway. They changed the name. The number stays the same. It's still four, y'all.
But
it's still spiritual.
What
it's
did
that
they,
spiritual
what,
journey that they done made artificial in a car instead of your spiritual essence. The car just represents an extension of the body, what you're traveling in. It's taking you from one gym, but it's, again, the whole lesson, even traveling on the road, that's why they said your square is your lane. We ain't learned to stay in our lane before we get in the car. Your lane
but
is your learning in your life.
But what we got to look at is in 1956 when Eisenhower put that into declaration and said
you're
going to build the what?
But what you're doing, Kwame, you keep taking it back to the physical what somebody built. We talking about still going inside. See, we keep going on the outside.
At the world. I'm going
what Eisenhower built with an expressway, and I'm using all the words for the numbers to show the numbers. It's still spiritual. It's still taking that journey inside with all of the nonsense on the outside, regardless of what they built, what they said, how they said it.
It's the inner state. It's called the inner state.
Inner state
of being.
The
there
journey
you go. In. That's what
there
I'm
you
trying
go.
To express. You say an expressway.
Yes.
In this. No, it's the inner state.
No, that's just another word. When you say interstate, I'm using the numbers of expressway and highway. When we use interstate, that is a total different number, interstate. But then dealing with the number, inner five, state eight, yes. We're talking about the inner state of
it's
being.
It's not express. You call it, they named it Dan Ryan, but the whole thing that going across the country is called the interstate.
The interstate, but you have expressways and highways everywhere, right? You have an interstate that connects
from the interstate.
Interstate, but you still have minor interstates in between. But see, that's still taking us behind the whole point, because at the end of the day, guess what? We're saying the same thing using a different scenario of words. That has us at the odds that I always try to get us, because, again, even with what you're saying, you don't see the number of any words you're saying. We're saying the same thing by the number using a different, and it's keeping us at odds with what we're trying to get across, because we're not saying the same thing by the damn occult word of English. That's what I'm trying to get us to see. At the end of the day, all this shit that we arguing and going this and that about ain't about shit when we see the numbers straighten us up and get us out of this nonsense that we stay in trying to formulate or be wordsmiths with they damn word.
Hey, Eddie, by the way, the Eisenhower is 290 here. That's 11.
Yeah.
That's another two.
That's 11. Yeah. Yes.
55 and 57. 75. You got the zero. You got odd numbers go east and
94.
West. 94. And they go east and west. And the even numbers, odd numbers go north and south. Even numbers go east and west.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but That's for me, that's the key to all of this that we go through in the show. The shows that I be listening and tuning in to that I don't be commenting on, I be sitting back laughing because I'm having so much fun. See, because laugh is 22, which is God. It's 4. That's why God has a sense of humor. God laughs like a motherfucker. He's the same number. He's having fun. Fun is 13.
That's
God.
Right.
See,
but what you said with the SHIT is the special high intensity training.
Again, it's shit to me. If it ain't your word, it's shit. I don't give a fuck what we want to put on the acronym of shit. At the end of the day, it's still shit. If it ain't your word, that's how I keep telling people, stop shitting on me, y'all. Because half of the stuff you say is from somebody else's article, somebody else's video. And you didn't even put your
shit
own
is, shit
on.
Is sick.
I know it. That's why I said it's your word. Word is 6. Damn it, are you hearing
and
me?
And the funny thing, bullshit is 9. Same number inverted.
Yes. Come on. We ain't saying a bigger picture because we in little bitty variations of dots, and we're not connecting the damn dots because the words of confusion keep us there. English is confusion, family. It's confusion. And every word that we hold on and embrace to is a confusing damn word. They made it that way. That's why they gave you etymology to go study this shit. Because it was bullshit. Thank you, Derek. It was bullshit. And we still battling with bullshit trying to explain bullshit. Ain't that crazy? Using bullshit to explain bullshit. Stop, family. I done came out the bullshit because I see the numbers behind this shit now. And that's the game that they've been playing on us, because if anybody else recognized the damn game, explain it to me if you recognize the damn game. I'm giving you the whole game.
of words and numbers. That's the damn game. That's why the Ferris wheel, I mean, the medicine wheel for me is right there. It's called number, which is medicine, and wheel, which is letter.
Hey, what is bovine instrument,
wheel. Every number and letter is a medicine wheel. It's giving y'all something.
What is bovine excrement? What is bovine excrement? Bovine excrement. What number is that?
It's not words that I use. I have to sit back and get those down. Ask Brother Derek. He got a computer. He can give it to you real quick. I give you words that's in my memory bank that I use daily.
Bovine is a cow. Excrement is shit. Bovine excrement. What is that? Derek?
Okay, hold on. Now, say that again.
Bovine excrement. You want me to spell it to you and send it to you?
Yeah, spell it to me.
B-O-V-I-N-E-E-X-E-R-E-T.
Okay, spell it one more time, brother.
Come on, bro. Let's get the 222 fucking y'all up, ain't it, mate? B-O-V-I-N-E-E-X-E-R-E-T. That's fine, man.
Come on, bro. Y'all, that military shit fucked y'all up, bro. I'm a god, man. Y'all, the military bet y'all up. I'll be quiet, man. but see, that's I love it because at the end of the day, the key is here for me to for most people. I would tell them, hey, man, you got the chart. I gave you the code. Go find it your damn self. You want me to do your homework now, finding these damn words for you. You ain't got nothing but time. Stop looking at court TV, damn it, and find these damn numbers out if you want to know it. So you ask me if you're right or wrong with the number.
Hey,
but other than that, that's part of the homework for you. You talking
mind
about the
style,
brother
bro.
In the military with the 222. It's like, no, bro. At this time of day, this is that time that you have to go do that because the code is out there. Everything I gave for the last 6 years is out there. We can do the homework. And that's why I get tired of people saying,
Everybody, everybody's vibrating at different levels. Everybody's vibrating at different levels. Everybody got different gifts. So my understanding, right now, you at 432 hertz.
You can do, when we can do the homework, just like you, when you ask, like, you know, y'all go to the court TV, you ain't got nothing to do. All I'm saying is with those words, we can, all of us can do this. And that's what I'm saying. I do this all the time. And it's like the little time that when people got questions about words and numbers, they don't have the damn time to do it. They want to come up with excuses. Come on. Damn, I'm doing this every day, all day. All these motherfucking words I got in my head with numbers, and then you come and ask me or anybody does that, we ain't got nothing but time. When you would tell me about court TV, anything, you got time to watch. And this is part of the homework. This is part of the homework. No. No, but this ain't got nothing to do with a gift. This is something to do with study. We all got that blueprint to do words and numbers. So everybody's got this. I'm just trying to say that where, no, don't put this on people when we can do this ourselves. And that's the thing.
We got it,
stuff that I've been doing for 5 years, 6 years on the phone, I'm seeing now that ain't nobody took the time out, nobody, to break this shit down for their damn self to see what I'm saying, if it's right, if it's wrong, whatever. I ain't saying, I know my guess. That's why I'm giving it away so that you or anybody else, if you want to take the time out and do it. We still want everybody else.
I know my gift too, but
I'd
like to answer that question, please, if I can.
Go ahead. Yes, Leslie.
Did you talk to Miss Kim yet? Did she get taken care of yet?
Oh, yes, I did, and forgive me. She told me to tell you thank you very much. She truly appreciates you. And
Tell her my gift is going.
Yeah, she already knew that. And I forgot that she had told me that a while back. But thank you. But I still gave her the message, you know, I sent her the whole thing so that she would, you know it for herself.
Okay. And till she, when she gets a situation right, let me know. Till then, I'm going to bust Barry Gordy. And that Stevenson guy all over social media. All right, that's my gift, man. I'm a real hero. Okay, I'm gonna make sure that's what I do, man. I see wrong, I try to write. I'm an empath, man. I work for the Most High. My job is to kick the devil ass and throw him in the damn ditch. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I leave it like
okay,
that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I thank you in advance for her, but I will give her your message when I talk.
Yeah, because I'm getting on every radio show all over social media and Bus Barry going to ass with like a goddamn 2x4 to the white man.
Okay.
All right. Motown comes to 17, which equals 8, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, and Infinity.
Yeah. Man. But, yes, family, this is all of this. Just like with the one and the one. I don't know. I had a dream the other last week, Sister Antoinette, when we were supposed to do the show and we didn't. I was like, man, there was a reason for it, and I almost forgot. I had a dream. I got sick that next night. I told you from Thursday to Saturday, but I had a dream biblically, and it hit me with the medicine again, dealing with the power of the tongue. And I was like, wow, I got to get this to the family because again, it's like what I've been trying to give. It's like. I don't even get into what we done heard or what's been said, and two, it adds up to me. If the shit don't add up, I don't use it. I shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So when something even biblically, and this is why I use the Bible because it's all right. When we, it's all right by number. They done gave us a story wrong. That's what we constantly regurgitating those parables and allegories like they real damn stories. Stop it, fam. But anyway, when I looked at it and saw that the power of the tongue is life and death. And I said, well, damn, for me, tongue and power got to be the same damn number if the power's in the tongue by the number.
Yeah.
So when I saw power is 19, which is 1, tongue is 28, which is 1. Ding, 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 1 and the 1.
All
there
right.
We go. See?
Yeah.
So that's, that's 11, and that's understanding even what we're talking, family. All this power we got is right there in the damn tongue. We speak it, the 11. We started off with February the 2. It's the 11. It's the power in the tongue. And the power in the tongue took me to another dream. And Parliament came too. Woo! When Gable's horns blow, you better be ready to go. Damon and I've been talking about that horn for the last 6 years, y'all. And we ain't heard it.
Yes, yes.
But Gabriel's horn. Gabriel's 33 horn is 14. That's the 11. Gabriel's horn is 11.
Okay.
But we've been missing Gabriel's horn because Gabriel's horn is a warning of danger, family. Does anybody know? Gabriel's horns blow, you better be ready to go. Biblically, Gabriel's horn is judgment day. Damn it, y'all. Woo! That's the horn. That's the 5. I've been talking about the 5 for how long? Blowing the damn horn. I've been saying y'all missed it when this bastard was in office in 2016 named Donald Trump. We's going all with this. I say, no, it's just the damn numbers. His name is metaphysics. Donald was 14, the horn. All the shit he was speaking was the judgment, the warning, y'all. Woo, we didn't hear it. Trump was the part of trumpet, but Trump by number is 4. That's the 4, the 5 and the 4, metaphysics, by name. I kept telling people, y'all are emotional, too. Emotions, too. Black, too. Are so damn emotional. Stop listening to the word and hear the number because he's telling you what's getting ready to happen. Y'all still didn't hear it. Y'all still using these damn, woo. I kept, and y'all go back and listen to that shit. I kept saying, stop listening to the words, hear the number behind the word, and connect the dots, y'all. We still talking about Trump and shit? No, he gave you the message while he was in office, and we didn't hear it. I was saying it then, that 9, he was the 45th president, all that shit, regardless if he was or wasn't. It was on point with where we were. 2016, the 9. Donald Trump, the 9. The 45th president, the 9. 999 or 666. Come on, y'all. All this shit was metaphysical. because we only see it the way it's given to us, and we see it no other way. When there's your way to see it, you got your damn way. I got my way. But you're giving it to me the way they gave it to you. That ain't your way. That ain't your story. They done took your shit, corrupted it, gave it back to you, and you're looking at it in a whole different paradigm. Stop. That's why they use the same number, different words, stop and go. It's the same damn number. So are you stopping or going? Do you really know? They both the damn nine. Back to that
and
nine
one
again.
Way, one way, not the R&B group, comes up to six.
I
never heard of that group.
Yeah. Al Hudson
Al
featuring
Hudson
One
in
Way.
One Way?
One Way featuring Al Hudson. Oh,
yeah. One Way.
I never heard of it. Antoinette was, we got to understand, Antoinette was one of those protected children back in the day where she was going through her bar mitzvah and all those type of things and her different classes of etiquette and, you know, stuff that we only thought about that they did at private schools, so she missed out on a whole bunch of stuff.
Private school. That was just something afterwards. That I guess it was like a private school.
I'm teasing, but, yeah, you just, in doing that, you did.
I guess I'm a heathen then.
Oh.
My parents wanted me to be a lady.
And nothing wrong with that. That's been lost in transition. You know, we know
yes,
lost that a long time ago. I don't hear too many females talking about being a lady. I hear more females saying they
comes up to nine.
A bitch. This is, oh yeah. Come on now, lady nine, woman nine, female two.
And you know what?
That's
when the show is up tonight, go back and pull up a song called "Lady You Are" by One Way. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of this group called One Way.
Wow.
That's okay.
Yeah. Like when you get the time, pull up their stuff on YouTube. You trust me, you like it.
When did they come out? Are they a newer group?
Oh no.
Ooh,
we talking about
no.
'70s, '80s. You know.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't recall them at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but all
One
of
way,
this. Sister Antoinette, we haven't even did it, and we halfway. Well, people can't even call in now. See, it's after the 10 o'clock hour.
No. Nope.
And we never gave you a chance to even do current events. So if you had current events, why look through my other paperwork right quick? And I want the family to do this and tell me. I think Brother West did it, but tell me what y'all come up with. I want y'all to write the number 319. Big and bold, and go in your mirror and put it in the mirror and tell me what you see when you see it in the mirror. 319, put it in the mirror and tell me what you get. I think Brother West did it, and he told me.
Pie.
But I don't know if he's still on the line. Huh?
Pie.
Pie, yeah.
Correct. Pie, that is correct. When you add those numbers up, 319, what you got?
Pie.
Now, say at the number 319. There you go. It's a four. It's 13, 12, which is a four. When you add pi up, P-I-E, it's 355. 3 plus 5 plus 5 is what? 13, another 5. So you can look at it in the mirror with the number. It'll tell you the word, but it's the same number, fam. This is how this is done. This is metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
Using that number 4, which is spiritual. God, truth, answer, solution.
Yeah.
All of it's 4. That's why I gave you those numbers, because that's the key. Key is one. You are the damn key. I don't care who you are. You is one. Key is one. One and one. 11. You the damn key, but you got to understand, use the damn key to unlock the damn lock.
Hey.
Lock is one.
Hey, all right. I know I'm pissed off, man. Cash Pro, my house number came up Friday night, and I missed it, man. That's the numbers I fucking need to get, man. And my house number come up, bro.
And you know what, Brother Wesley and y'all, my mother, when she was alive, always played 222. That was her numbers.
Yep.
And I said, isn't it something now? It's the year that I said, I'm going to have to start playing her numbers. because my mom played 2-2-2 every day.
Well, you should have bust that today. I mean, whenever you been used to play it. I don't know if it came up today or not, but anyway, it's a fun time to be alive. I'm just trying to catch me some numbers too or satellite.
I was about to tell you, Wes. You go ahead and find your player to bet on this game, man, because you got a sure thing. Because, like I said, I know already seen it in the numbers, so you right on point. So, yeah, you make your bet, man.
Yeah.
So,
Bengals equals six.
Okay.
Huh?
And check this out. Like I told you, said Bengals equals six. But like I told Robert last night, man, you got the Rams and the Bengals, right? So you got the Bassinet versus the Tiger. Even though it's rigged, because my man Tom Flores said it's rigged. I knew it was rigged anyway. So, you got the Baphomet versus the Tiger. And it's rigged anyway for the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you just said it, Derek, put it together. You said Bengals 26, right? What's this year?
Right.
2022. And it's the year of the Tiger. The Bengal Tiger, the 6 and the 2.
Yeah,
but you know what's funny? I ain't gonna go deep into it, but I forgot the name of the Cincinnati's tight end. Now he went to Auburn, and their nickname is the Auburn Tigers. But Auburn Tigers 56-11 comes up to 2.
Right.
You talking about Chase, man? Anyway, my cousin played for them too. Number 83, Tyler Boyd. That's my cousin.
That's another 283. That's another damn 2.
Yeah.
Ain't these 2s just keep coming up, y'all?
Look, I have something for y'all.
Out of Tiger.
Was that enough, y'all?
Rocky comes up to 6.
That's good.
And Brother Wesley, I did play the jam in the beginning when I got here.
Okay, I must have missed that because I know that 2-2-2. I know you. The first time you wasn't there, I said, hey, I bet Anthony had to nod it out, bro. I know your algorithm.
I'm still kind of, it's just been one of those days. It's been a busy day.
I know how it is, especially on 2-2-2.
Yeah, when you think that you're over something and then, you know, a smaller come and it brings you right back to it.
Yeah, that's right. I can dig it. I can dig that.
Yeah.
All right,
But I thank y'all for your patience.
No problem. I know
Appreciate
your algorithm.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
So I had to calm Eddie down. I know he was all amped up. But I said, "You sleep, man. I know you're angry. I'm a peacemaker. That's what I do, referee."
Yes, well, thank you so much.
Okay, I don't know if I...
Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
No, I was just saying, I just giving a little food for thought for us to think about, again, just using these names and images and stories and put my spin, my word, from the numbers on them so we see it slightly different, you know. And for me, it makes more sense than the shit that they gave us all our lives. But anyway, getting to this character by the number 21, we call the devil. He holds a particular instrument in his hand that only has the name that he carries in every other, even demigod or Greek gods or whatever they call them back then, used the same instrument or weapon, but it had another name. By all other gods, this instrument or weapon was called a triton. For some reason with the devil, and it's not some reason because it's no coincidence, with the devil, it's called a damn pitchfork. And we all understand that the pitchfork means tuning fork because we're always talking about sound and frequency. But when we see the number of pitchfork, pitch is 24, family, the medicine wheel.
That's right.
The program, the shit.
And in Greek God comes up to two also, 38, 112.
Yeah. And when you look at fork, it's 16. 24 plus 16 is back to 40. Shit, today it's called groundhog. Keep saying they just give it a different name. The numbers stay the same. We got to see how to put this together our way because you'll see it a different way when you start seeing all these numbers. Even in these holidays, it's basically the same numbers. 11. 14.
Oh.
Christmas.
So you really just call it. So you really call it's it 47. Stocking. That's what they make out of. That's what they make out of hog, right? They ground the hog. They ground the hog up, and then you make sausage, right? So that's what it is.
Well, that's,
sausage.
Yeah. Well, that's some type of sandwich, ain't? And they say a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. You know, but yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
See, but that's why when we talk about food, we're their favorite dessert. See, because we on the menu, dessert of America is called apple pie. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Apple pie by another name is metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
Apple is 14, pie is 13. We just saw 13 when we talked about 319 being pie in the mirror. There's your apple pie. We the pie of their life. That's why that apple, damn it, they told you that was the damn forbidden fruit because we the damn apple. We that apple that took a bite out of our damn, the backside of our damn brain because brain is 14 like apple is 14. The apple is your brain, baby. That's why they took a bite out of your damn brain. That apple,
yes, sir,
that's why even
me.
On the damn illustration of the computer, Apple computer, the bite is out of the back part that holds your melon of your brain. That bite is out the back part.
Yep,
that's
they
why
but they come at me,
I'm
going to make them a special damn pie like that lady did in that movie. What that movie to help? I'm going to make their ass a special pie they come at me.
Yeah, but that's when we look at all this, just like we see they call it New World Order. That's one of the names they give it. And we also refer to it as One World Order. Well, it's the same. New comes to 10 by number. 1 plus 0 is 1. So the new is no more than One World Order or New World Order. It's the same thing. But the New World Order or One World Order, it's no more than reset the world order. That's why we keep talking about the word reset. It comes to one. What I want to show is we take it back by using whatever word that comes to one that we replace the reset
that they keep having us regurgitate reset. I ain't going through no fucking reset, family. I'm going through an awakening. That's one. The hell with they reset. It's an awakening for me. See, that's how I take my power back. That's why power is one. Your awakening is one. Your reset is one. It's your power. How do you express your power? Or do we still keep using they shit instead of saying it our way? I'm just giving us ways by using the number of whatever they put in our face to make it ours and yours personally. That's our power.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Power is 19.
That's what I say. It's the one, baby. Shit. I ain't saying nothing that don't make sense by number. I can't. It won't let me. And when I say it, it's the spirit now. This shit is in me. I can't, No. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because passion is 24/6, damn it. That's my medicine now. My medicine wheel is my passion. This is how I touch people. Touch is damn six. That's my damn goal. And I don't mean the goal that we all set, because that's three. I'm talking about food's goal, because a lot of us are food chasing somebody else's goal. My goal is my word. That's goal to me, baby. That's my passion. That's what makes me rich. Rich
mm-hmm.
is one.
Gold.
It's not by anybody else's definition of rich. Rich by number is one. I'm one. I'm rich, damn it. We all rich. But when you look at rich by somebody else's definition, no, you the fool. That's what makes you poor.
Right on, bro. You right.
Shit. No, we got all this power, which puts us on the one, which gives you the goddamn image of the creator. That's why image is one and creator is one. You the damn image of your own creation, damn it, and you ain't creating nothing, family. That's the awakening. We are the creators. Create yours. Start awakening. Reset this shit. If you want to use it, reset it your way. See? That's, man. This is your mindset, which is your mind. Check out your mind. Stop checking out somebody else's mindset, because like I said, half of the time, that's what I get linked to. That's why the link is two. Mm-hmm. Y'all sending me links to somebody else's shit and not linked to my own people. That's why people are two. I'm linked to a
and mine is
people.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Mine is two. That's why I say it. My mind is linked to a certain group of people. Two. All the people ain't linked to me. I understand that. So a lot of people ain't going to get it. A lot of people are. A lot of people, it's daytime. A lot of people ain't daytime. Shit, a lot of people just ain't going to get it. My first book before I even got metaphysical. When I say it, I feel so sorry for all of the damn peacekeepers who are out here who going to die before I even got to where I am now. This was in 2007. I put that in my book that I feel sorry for all my people who are working so diligently but still don't see the truth, who are going to get caught up in this shit. They're going to die.
Yeah, that's the one that took that venom. That's the one that took the shot, man.
That's why Venom is five, y'all. It didn't change. They came up with a movie called Venom in a black damn leotard. Venom is 14, which is five. They brought in another individual, Carnage, 23, which is five. Come on, y'all.
An alien comes up to
five,
too.
I've been saying that since we've been on the radio. This ain't nothing new to me. That's one of the words I use. Man, all these things, I keep saying the five is the code. It's the game. It's the race.
Hey, peep this, man. I saw a movie that was made in the 80s called Lethal Virus COVID-21, man. I swear, I saw the other night, man. Made in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, man, they got so many movies out, like our brother Kwame, we were talking about Fantastic Voyage. We can go back to 73 with the Omega Man.
And
go back
what
to
it
73.
Was,
no, 72, the Omega Man. 73 was Silent Green. I'm sorry, Silent Green.
Yes, sir, yeah. And what they say, when the ice melted and some rabies virus got loose in the atmosphere, rabies virus, when the ice melted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody walking around like zombies. It's crazy, man.
Like I said, they were preparing it for us for the last 20 or so odd years. Once they start coming out with The Walking Dead, the series, and all of these zombie, the zombie world and the end of the world and all these zombie movies that they were making, like, I mean, one right after the other in the 90s.
Hey.
So what was the preparation for?
It was a dude that was in The Walking Dead, a black guy, and he fell out dead today. For real, man. He must have took that dab. I just saw it, man.
Wow.
I forget his name, man. I'll find his name and tell y'all, man. If I tell y'all find his name, y'all know who I'm talking about, man. And then he had one sister.
His name was Mosley, J. Mosley.
See that? Right on, brother. Right on. Yep. So he
can't make this shit up.
No shit, you can't make this trip up.
Oh, yeah. Man. This is crazy. But like I said, for me, the first line of defense is to be aware of your surroundings, aware of what's happening. Because, again, most of us are in this ball of confusion, this state of an illusion that we don't know if we're coming or going. Is everybody still here?
Yeah, I'm here. And just imagine them folks sitting at the Waffle House, man, and dude just start busting, man. Four people got killed. They got to go to the Waffle House and get something to eat, man. Start busting with an AR-15, man.
Oh, by the way. Moses J. Mosley comes up to 2. I can't make this shit up. 47-11, there's your 2.
Wow.
It is what it is.
Yes, yep. Man, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like we still going through this trial with these cops with George Floyd. These other three cops that didn't intervene and all this stuff. But understanding George Floyd is 47, which is 11 again. 47 is also witchcraft. See?
Hey, like you said, man, we in the day of judgment now, man. All this other stuff that everybody was doing and doing stuff in high, hell no, they out in the open. They got the paper, whatever they do immediately. All of us, man.
Exactly.
That's why I'm trying to stay right. I'm trying to stay right. But we in the day of judgment now for sure, man. Can't hide nothing you're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all getting ready to come out now. It's finna, that's why it's Revelations. That's who we are, and it's going to be revealed. All is going to be revealed. All is going to come to the light. Come into the light. Into the light.
And so all them devils, especially the ones that, you know, the melanated challenging fools that used to do stuff and get away with it. Hell no, ain't no getting away this time. They paying immediately now.
Oh, they finna pay the cost to be the boss. If they think they the boss, they finna pay that cost.
Yes, sir. Because everything they do be a calamity now. It's calamity.
Yep.
Back on them. I love this, the way this boomerang thing feeds up, man. I love it.
That's that's the spin of the universe, that vortex, that cycle of what goes around comes around, what comes around goes around. You know, whatever goes out comes back. So, yeah, all this shit that they done put in, like I say, they think they can escape. But like I said, if it don't fall on the hands of the parents, it will fall on the hands and the shoulders of the children. Somewhere down the line, you ain't going to get away, you know. And for those who are desolate, who don't care about their loved ones, where they feel that they got away because they left this particular dimension, no. You just went from one state to another. You just changed, transformed, but again, you'll be back. You will be back.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. Terminator.
That's right. That's why I say last time I checked, my history is black every day. 365, man. I don't need no damn month to tell me about my black history. I'm black every day. 365.
That's it. And even if, like I said, the Mayan or Olmec calendar, 13-month, 28 days is 364. By their calendar, it's 365. It don't matter. 364, 10, 365, 14. That's 13, 14 again. Metaphysics, baby. They keep using these numbers. I don't care how they – whatever they want to do, they still keep coming up. This is why we got to learn to see why we on this wheel – how to get off the wheel by seeing these words that relate these numbers that tell us where we are on this wheel, because they keep recycling, keep going around. That's all I'm saying. All these dates Kwame was talking about, 13, 11, that's medicine wheel turned around to me when I heard that. 14, 21, woo. I be hearing, and I see words behind this, and like I said, make it personal so you remember even dates, times. So when you hear it again, another piece of your portion of the story now comes together, because somebody else now gave you another piece telling you something different with another word dealing with another number, giving you another piece of your story. This is what I'm saying now. Y'all all give me so much. And I want to tell you, if I never do, I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all, because through conversation alone now, I grow through every conversation, every damn conversation, even if it's a bad one. Because I'm still getting words that I don't use that I take back later and tear it up and tear them apart and connect the damn dots. I'm in the conversation because it's something there for me to hear, something for me to learn, something for me to give. That's how I look at every conversation. I'm getting something out of it.
It's like you listen to when a person talks, and they're saying the words, but you're saying numbers, but you're already decoding the conversation and what's coming out of their mouth.
Correct. That's right. Man. Couldn't you say it no better, man? I'm loving this now. Like I said, I know went to a whole different level, you know. But that's growth.
And with me, I know people algorithm, and I get to talking to somebody, I know what the hell they're getting ready to say before they say it, man. That should be boring to me, man. like I'm on a time walk. I'm way ahead of them. I know what they're going to say, man.
And I noticed you good. You can pick up on people's vibrations too, just by their voice. It's like you can tell, like, when they get excited, when they sad, when they're angry. You know.
Yeah. Even I caught on with Eddie and Kwame. They would have dropped about 440 hertz, man. They were dropping, man. Him and Kwame. Kwame still with me. Y'all was dropping. I really sound like that. I pick up on people's sound, man. I know they get agitated, amped up. That's when I kick in my 3-minute rule to try to change the subject or something up. But yeah, man, it's fun time to be alive to see all this stuff, man. Because everybody gonna have gifts the one they took that jab. See, that's why they want to take that jab, so they want to be able to use their gift and use their powers. They say kung fala kung, be it it is. See, that's how mine work. I say kung fala kung, be it it is. I think of something and say it. Yeah.
I just thought of something. Out of all this time, just that conversation you just had, Brother West, when you said shot, when they took the jab, everybody got to take the jab, the shot. I just started a number of shot and put a letter with it. It's the X. When we talk about X-Men, the X factor, well,
yeah.
That's what the shot is. The shot is 3.
Yeah.
It's the X factor. You don't know what in the fuck you've been ready to get once you get this shot. Because nobody that takes it has asked what's in this shit. If you did, you wouldn't take it.
You got that right, bro.
You know, so, man, that's the X fact. So, yeah, we going to see a whole bunch of dead and zombie X-Men in a few.
Mm-hmm.
They done took that X factor, that shot. Yeah.
Yep, especially when they crank that 5G up, buddy. When they put that 5G on their ass.
But that's why I love it. 5G is a 3.
5G is a 3.
The G, too, that 3 is waves. And though we always talk about they finna use the motherfucking waves on you, microwaves, radio waves, heat waves,
yeah.
All type of waves. Waves is 3. That's coming directly from the 5G. The waves.
I'm
sorry, I've been trying to say something, and I'm like, okay, why isn't nobody listening to me? And I seen I had myself on mute. But can I do one little story?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is really pertinent for you and Brother Kwame, because y'all are in Georgia, and for anyone else who's in Georgia, but Atlanta Fusion Center creates a massive 3,000 surveillance camera network targeting black people. And this is in Mass Private Blogspot.com. A recent article in the Atlanta Journal of Constitution claims the Atlanta Police Department's real-time crime center has just created a 4,500 real-time camera surveillance network using Connect Atlanta. Connect Atlanta, a network of more than 4,500 surveillance cameras from across the city, will allow officers to pull up footage on their cell phones and laptops from inside their squad cars before they even get to the scene. The department said Wednesday. I mean, and it's more, but I just wanted to give y'all the gist of it. But here, I mean, I thought they already could do that anyway.
Well, see, what they're doing is they got everybody dumbass to let them use their ring camera and every camera they got. That's how they're doing it. So anybody got a ring camera, they're going to tap into all that. So that's why I live outside.
Yeah, because Amazon does it too. Because I refuse for Amazon line.
You know what? I heard somebody on YouTube that lives down there. He don't live in Atlanta, but live in Georgia, and he was saying that. But it matches up with what y'all talking about, because basically, like I said, they're using all the doorbell cameras, the quote unquote. The police are supposed to be quote unquote using the cameras for surveillance, but they don't know. But they're using that to watch and track people. They don't know that.
Yeah.
They say it's for crime. But it's actually being used for something else, for surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you're giving up your freedoms.
Yes.
Yep.
Did y'all see the I sent it out. It was only like 15 minutes. I forget what it's called again, but it's about your privacy and Utopia. That's what it's called, Utopia, and where the citizens with their cell phones. I sent it to y'all.
How long?
You know that it's actually the name of a movie that was on Amazon a few years ago about a deadly virus in Chicago. And the name of the movie was Utopia. That ain't no accident.
This is a movie about everybody giving up their freedoms. And as I said, it's only like 15 minutes, but it was really something in how you couldn't leave the country if you owed any kind of bill.
Oh, that's that social thing, right?
Child support and everything.
Social credit.
Social credit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the old name we used to call that decades ago? We called it Big Brother.
Yeah.
We called it Big
right.
Brother, putting cameras up everywhere to watch you.
Yep.
We just became full circle now. We've been talking about Big Brother, so Big Brother's in full effect now. And now, as you said, this ends with the utopia you're talking about, citizens, spying on citizens, dealing with Big Brother, helping Big Brother.
They give the fine. They give the fine through their cell phone. And then I think they get like a 10% credit or something like that.
They get credit. You get credit for telling on
social
people.
Credit.
Hey, Eddie, Big Brother comes up to 46, which is the one.
The one. Yeah.
So but you get credit for snitching on somebody.
Yeah. And you can't pay no one else's bill.
Wow.
It was really
and social
something.
Credit score always comes up to six. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, wow. I sent it to y'all, but if y'all didn't get it, I'll send it again.
I'm looking to see if I got
it. I just sent you the one on Alexa.
I know we were talking about the one with the truckers that we didn't talk about because that was probably one of the 10 events that we was.
Yeah.
But since we not touched it right quick, I wanted to just, when you say it, you know, it's got something to that we could use for the show. I was like, once I did see it, I was like, it ain't no more than what we've been talking about here.
Yeah,
they just got a bigger protest. But what got me was when I looked at the numbers real quick, I said it lined up with Medicine Wheel. You had the truckers over in Canada. Canada is 11.
11, which is a
medicine.
2.
And truckers is 40, which is the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Canadian truckers, the Medicine Wheel, protesting. It was a people protesting for people's rights. And when you look at people being 20 and rights being 36, 20 plus 36 is 56. We back to 11 again, damn it.
Yeah.
See, because for me, it's the numbers that shows what my rights really are to lead me to fight for my rights. Understanding by number, rights is 9. Well, right quick, I understand that information is 9. My right depends on how much damn information I got to fight with. If I ain't got the information, what rights do I have? Your rights is the information that you take the time out to find. That's all the rights you got. It's the information that you obtain. Other than that, you ain't got no rights because you don't know the information you need to know to battle for the rights that you claim to have if you ain't got the information. It's all the numbers for me, baby.
And rights come up in the number 9.
That's what I said. Rights is 9 and information is 9. Learning is 9. If you're still learning, that's the information you're learning. What information are you going to use? It's all numbers.
Guess what? The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, guess what that comes up to? 9. Can't make this shit up.
And they're trying to get rid of him, too. They're calling for him to step down, or did he already step down? I think he's going to. It's something else that happened. Forgive me, y'all, because I don't remember because my mind is on something else right now. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No, but, I mean, you're right because basically it's like they got them. We've been talking about martial law. I mean, Canada is a prime example. Canada, Australia, I mean, they can't do shit.
No. Well, these people, they went to Parliament and everything, you know, where – you know, about this mandate with these vaccines and things like that. And my concern was not really a concern, but, you know, I was like, okay, will they do that here? And also keep in mind that Canada also ships to the United States. So, you know, I mean, I know Brother Eddie has been saying, we have been talking about, you know, prepping and, you know, having your food and things like that. But now you see how detrimental that truly was that we had these things in place because who would have thought this would have came up, you know, over the weekend?
Right.
Yeah, for some reason they're trying to speed this stuff up, man. They're trying to speed this stuff up, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, well, I told you that they're going to, they pass it so that they can do babies now. Babies, not, you know, I'm talking about
under
babies.
Under 5 years old. Yeah, under 5.
Oh,
but
under 6 months. They're pushing for a law where they can do them under 6 months. They want the baby.
So, like I said, they want
to
do it.
I mean, if I was a baby, I'm still pissed off with my granddaddy for making damn polio shot, man. Believe me, I'm pissed off at his. I'm about to cuss up. When I'm 5 years old, I'm pissed off at him for making me take that polio shot. Well, that polio is a kid, man. So imagine if you're a baby and you wake up, you all messed up, and you find out your mama and dad made you get that shot, man. You're gonna be mad at him. That's your fault, man. So, that's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Polio comes up to 5.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Brother West?
Yeah, I know what happened. Yeah, I know what happened. But yeah, like I said, I'm still pissed off with my granddad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that was out of your hands. We can be pissed off, but ain't nothing we can do because it's
yeah,
on and down now. But yeah,
he didn't know no better. He got fooled by it.
Piss comes up to 2.
He got fooled by it.
Yep.
He got fooled by it, so I got to forgive him. You know what I'm saying? He fell for the hokey dope.
Yep. A lot of our parents did. They didn't know no better. You know, they thought they was doing the best for us for what the information that they had to run with. So, you know. We can't fault them for what they thought was the best thing for us, you know. But another thing I want y'all to think about, symbolism again.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the symbol of the Freemasons and
mm-hmm.
understanding free is 21, Mason is 11. Freemason
mm-hmm.
comes to 32. That's a 5, fam.
Right.
You notice that symbol that we see is actually a compass at the top and a
mm-hmm.
T-square at the bottom.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's measurements, the geometrical measurements of the earth, as
mm-hmm.
we say, circling the square or squaring the circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every square, like that T-square, is a 90-degree angle, and you have 4 90-degree angles to make that box, which gives you 160 degrees, where a circle, a compass, makes a whole 360-degree also. But when you look at compass, which is 22, and square, which is 27.
Mm-hmm.
22 plus 27 is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13 again, y'all.
Wow. And then symbol and herb also, both of them come up to 6.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What was that? Welcome. What's that?
No, I was saying symbol and herb both come up to the number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, so if you put an S on symbol, what does it come up to? That 6 now becomes what?
It comes a 3, a 21, a 3.
21, there you go. That's why it's called signs and symbols. Signs is 7, 25. Symbols is 21. That's a 1. The signs and symbols, they call the Holy Bible. But we don't see signs and symbols in the Holy Bible. We only see the stories the way they were given because we don't see anything else. That's why they say you got to have a personal relationship with the Holy Bible, with God. That's why personal relationship is one, just like Holy Bible is one. We on the one today with today's date, 2/22/22, the one. The Holy Bible, the one. Signs and symbols, the one. Personal relationships, the one. Here and now, the one. So everything we talking about, this personal relationship, should deal with here and now. Ain't talking about no shit that was in the Bible 2,000 years ago. Yeah, we talk about it, but use the numbers and the parables and allegories and see what's happening right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But we can't see it because we regurgitating the shit of the stories they gave it that way, and we don't see it no other way. The Bible is real. It's on the one. That's why it comes to one. And understanding the Bible being the one is talking about you. You are the one. The Bible's actually talking about your damn body. Body is one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is the processes of your body as a relationship to as above, so below.
And if you write out the word, if you write out one, O-N-E, it comes up to eight.
It comes to eight. It comes to eight, baby. That's why they call you the chosen one. Chosen is 23, and O-N-E, one is eight. 23 plus eight is 31. God damn it. Four.
Y'all preaching tonight, man.
You're
preaching,
but you don't see it that way when you don't understand the damn numbers of the word. They hide it.
Right, bro. Yep, right.
That's
in plain
just like
sight.
When we say, what, martial law comes to 29. But when you break it down, martial is 22, law is 7. When you look at it a different way, 22 divided by 7 is 5. Whole damn division, I keep saying, it's all numbers, baby. When they put you in martial law, they done divided your ass in pi by number, 3.141. The circumference of a circle, continuously. Martial law, pie, baby. Woo, we don't see the whole damn picture. Connect all the damn dots. That's why you ask questions to every damn thing. Don't let shit slide. Nothing. Examine it all and reexamine it again. Because they done lied so motherfucking much to us, we done took the lie hook, line, and sinker. We that fish, 23, that 5. Caught on that damn hook, 13. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm. Took those lies and turned it into our realities.
That's why they hook you with that fish called Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is 5, fish is 5. Y'all got to understand that sign that y'all see on the back of cars with the emblem with that fish and that cross in the middle. Symbolism, baby, signs and symbols.
And a fish don't get caught till they open their damn mouth. All these talking.
That's
niggas.
It.
Oh, no, they're
talking. That's it. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of crying just to get up that hill. Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all better move on up to the fifth dimension. Y'all better keep on moving on up to the fifth dimension, because when that 5G hits you, you better make sure you don't hit 5D.
Yeah.
Hey, you type in the Jeffersons, that comes up to the one.
Wheezy and George. Oh, yeah.
Right.
But that's it. That's it. But that's why I said, you know, you got to dream, dream big, and stop dreaming the so-called American dream. Have your dream. I ain't never dreamed of a house with a white damn picket fence. That ain't never been my damn dream. So I ain't never had the American dream. I had my dream.
They dream being our nightmare.
Man, tell me about it. But that's all
why
you let it. Again. Go ahead.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I say roll, roll, roll your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Life ain't nothing but a dream, man. I'm trying to wake up out of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, the man was talking about them bridges. When that bridge fell down, the Biden was next to it. Hey, that's a sign right there. London Bridge is falling down. This shit falling down, ain't it? They tied up.
Yeah, somebody was mentioning that to me.
Pennsylvania's got terrible roads. Pennsylvania's roads have always been terrible. So the bridge collapsing was no surprise to me. I'm telling you, Pennsylvania has always had the worst roads. You could tell the difference.
But you know what's interesting? A lot of that steel came from Pittsburgh, and that was around about the same time Ben Roethlisberger, number 7, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, he retired on the same day as Art Rooney. The Rooneys were the owner. They the owners of that family. That's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that when Tom Brady got busted the lip, got that fat lip. You know it was time to go. So you're going to end up going out like Joe Theismann.
Wow.
Who busted Tom Brady in the lips, man? I don't watch sports, so who busted him in the lips?
That last game he played, right? One of the Rams that busted him. He had a fat, bloody bottom lip.
Okay.
And Eddie, you know his name comes up to say. Oh, you can't make this shit up.
Yeah, because his whole career, he never got hurt. So now you know, hey, when he felt that, oh, shit, it for real now. I got to get out of here. Folks, everything, they had his whole career orchestrated to correlate with that Patriot stuff, man, in 2001. See, they were all hooked up with that Patriot shit when they bought him 9/11. So they wanted
right,
the Patriot,
that's the thing. Eddie and every year, we all been saying all this shit is connected. Just like he played at the University of Michigan. Michigan, Eddie comes up to 29-11. That's another two. This ain't no coincidence.
I got to give my granddaddy some props. Man. He used to work for the Falcons, and he told me it was rigged, man. I give him some props.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that the whole NFL was rigged, man.
Yep, okay. And that was way back then. That was way back then. Because I was told way back in the 60s by my uncle that boxing was fixed. And this was way back in the 60s, and that stopped him from going pro. You know, so, yes, it's a whole bunch of stuff that we've heard about as youth, and we're finding out and we're seeing for ourselves today. But that's just like getting back right quick to the topic of the show dealing with the medicine wheel. Like I said, everything that we touch, try to make it personal, or don't try, make it personal. See, because with me, everything is numbers, is personal to me. So when I saw medicine wheel, medicine being 29, which is 2, wheel being 22, which is 4, but when you add 29 and 22, you got 51, which is that 6. Well, Eddie is 23. Harris is 28. 23 plus 28, damn it, it's 51. Medicine wheel, baby. It's all tied in. We got to find it for yourself. It's out there, family. Whatever it is, like I said, it's deeper than what everybody else has told me about the medicine wheel. To me, the numbers add up to me. Personal. And it's got to be personal, baby, because if not, you ain't going to remember this shit. It ain't your story. That's why I say make it your story.
That's just like when I type in my name, my whole name, my first and last name comes up to 46. It's on the one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. See, Coach, yeah, I did that years ago, 30 and 16. Derrick Lawson.
Yeah.
You know, so, oh, yeah, I did that with all y'all names, man.
Yeah. You studying our code? Studying our code, huh?
No, I have been told a long time ago by the universe learning this that you connected by the numbers in your name, by people by their names and their numbers.
Yeah.
And they don't know the numbers in their names. You do. So, shit, you connected to them.
Mine six.
You know, so, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, mine six. And I connect people with their month and their birthday, and that's how I connect with over. That's how I do. I connect with their numbers on the birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I love it. Just like, what if I'm not mistaken? You, Derek, and Antoinette all have the same dates dealing with y'all birthdays. It's
one and three.
Yes,
sir.
Wow.
That's right.
So, like I said, I connect all of y'all right there. A long time ago when I found out. I just, like I said, I got
Would
it,
you
man.
Say, no wonder we get along, huh?
Yeah, I know about the number already. Shit, I leave it alone. The numbers that told me shit before we know it. So, shit, I'm already moving, man. Like you said, I'm waiting for everybody else.
And what if I told you some of us got the same blood type? When I heard that, I was like, shit.
We did.
Yeah. And see, all of us over here, We got let the E1B1A gene, man. Go to the Most High,
let
man.
Me
that's,
use,
that's like you say, Eddie.
Let me use this one on us and let's bring back some of these memories that what they did and when they stopped doing it because they found out everything they needed to do. We remember when we used to get married back in the day, you had to take a blood test because they wanted to know your blood and your mate's blood because they didn't want you two who had melanated blood that gave that signature that
procreate, yeah.
That said, no, we can't because they're going to create a super goddamn black motherfucker. No.
Mm-hmm.
So they know. They came up with all types of shit to tell you once you took your blood test that you was incompatible, your babies you had, and then they stopped it. After the 60s, 70s, they stopped taking blood tests. Why? Shit, we start having AIDS and all these other damn crazy ass diseases. You should be taking the damn blood test. But they stopped it. Why? Because they got all the information they need. See?
Yeah,
now they know what to look for.
All we got to do is learn how to activate our own skills, man. And we all us over here, we got that E1B1A gene, man. That's the lineage all the way to the path to the Most High, man. That's past Yeshua and the lineage of David, man. And Judah, we the tribe of Judah over here, man. E1B1A, man. And the Africans over here that brought us, that sold us over, they got E1B1B. And so we special, y'all. Like you said, Eddie, we special. We people on the book, man. We can whatever we do, we shine, man.
Oh, yeah. See, and they know all of our ancient history, and we're finally getting connected by memories, not by the shit they not told us, because they ain't going to reveal what we talking about. So it's being revealed to us through dreams, through visions, and other methods. That the universe is allowing us to now get all of this information, as we said, in this age of Aquarius, which is the air and water. And guess what? Air is two, medicine, and water is wheel four. The medicine wheel is the air and the water that we're receiving in this age of Aquarius right now.
Hey, Eddie, check this out. I was on another show talking with Dr. Copper, a dry bone, know him. So he was saying about how they burned all the books so we couldn't find out who we are and our history. I told him, look, man, some of us, the ones that chose that know how to do it, we getting the message that our history stuff uploaded to us every time we look at the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't really need no damn books, man. I go outside and look at the sun, man. That shit speeds me up. Like I told you, I get all kind of information. I look at the sun, man, and then I start saying stuff I ain't never said before, and it be like, damn, I look it up.
That's that down. You downloading. Right. Downloading from the sun.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And all that is, in the words we speak, the sun being four and the light being nine. Four and nine is 13. That's still learning. Still is four, learning is nine. The light, the learning that we're getting from the sun is revealing information. Information is nine. Revealing is nine, all coming from the light that you're seeing coming from the sun that they call D, vitamin D. Sun is four, D is four. That's why you get the four from the sun, the four from the four. That's why it's called vitamin D. It's the damn number, not the name. They just give it all this other shit, the number. Woo, fam. Yes, that's what you get. That's the revealing information coming from the source, and source is nine. That's the light information revealing everything to us. That's the Jesus they sold us on. Jesus is nine. That's the real light. That's the information. That's why they say Jesus is lighting the way. It's a lot of the story they told, but the numbers remain the same. It's the truth. We just got to find it. That's all I'm doing is giving the part that I done found to the shit they done gave us that we regurgitating it, that's giving everybody else, Jesus and everybody else, the power that we always had. Every damn human being in the world is Jesus Christ by number.
Yep.
Just didn't see it. You're a plant. Plant is Jesus Christ by number. Shit, it's all the five.
We got to see the damn game so we can change the game. Change is five, game is five. We don't see the real game that I keep saying is the number behind all this shit. We don't see how to change nothing. We go keep going in a circle. That's why damn circle is five, y'all. You got me going in circles.
Going in circles.
We're playing a game like a motherfucker. That's why game is five. Playing this game of race. Race is five. Come on, five. Oh, this is a damn.
And the gap band. And the gap band is on the one.
Yes. That's why gap is 11, fam. That's the 11. That's why gap dropped the bomb on your ass in the middle of the gap, so you can start gapping the pieces, filling in the dots, the gaps. Because the bomb ain't number seven, which is consciousness. They dropped some conscious information on that ass, and we didn't see it, even in the number of the words in the song.
And just like we've been talking about this weather, you've been talking about for the past couple of years, the phrase bomb cyclone.
Yes. Shit, what number is weather, Brett, Derek?
Weather, a bomb cycle is 25, is 7, and weather is 33 or 6.
Hey, I said 7, man. Hey, I just said 7, man, right on top of my head, man. I was right on the money. This stuff is scared me. I'm glad I found y'all, man. I'm glad we found each other, man. I always knew if you're the smartest one in your circle, time to find another circle, so... I had to give up
right
to rest the radio and shit, man, like WBON and all them. They be talking stupid stuff, man. That stuff, I can't get into that, man.
Man, I ain't listened to WBON in years.
Thank you, Derek. I was about to say that, man. Everybody know what I look at and listen to majority of the time is what? Cartoons, damn it. That's what, shit, I just turned cartoons off before I turned the show on. That's all. If I'm not looking at the weather as far as news, because I want to see what they talking about the weather, and I want to go out and get in the weather and let the weather tell me what's happening. That's how
And you know WBON and cartoon comes up to 3, 21, and 12.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's all they are.
Most of this stuff going on reminds me of cartoon, man. Most of this stuff going on right now, like we said, can't make it up. Seems like a cartoon to me, man. All this stupid stuff going on, man.
Take a look at this. When y'all see anything in the movies, on television, anything dealing with them giving you a picture of the earth. The picture of the earth that we see is always that animated little arch of the horizon of the earth. If they got all this fucking technology and movie, why don't we see a better fucking picture of the earth, family? We see the same damn curvature of the earth in every damn picture when it show us something of the earth and it's looking at the earth. You still see that same little corner. Show me the whole damn earth. Y'all got shit up that far. You can show me the whole damn earth. Don't show me one little portion. And it's animated. I look at enough cartoon to know animation when I see it. You showing me an animation picture of the earth. And then calling it the damn earth with all these damn satellites up there. Damn it.
Shit, they was doing that back when they were showing Star Trek.
Man, come
and
on.
It was all those different planets.
Shit. Man. So, yeah, like I said, this is crazy, you know. So it's just a whole bunch of NASA, never a straight answer, and never going to show us. So if NASA comes up to 9, Brother Derek, before you go there. Yeah. So they never gave us a straight answer. And we still looking at them as to be the authors of all this shit up in space, and we know that their founder of NASA was who? The Suicide fucking Squad that became a movie. And the Suicide Squad started with who? Aleister Crowley. John Pearson. I think that's his name. Whatever his name is. L.H. Hubbard. Ron and Van Braun and Yo Bastard from Disney. What's his name, Derek?
Oh, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. That was the five damn people of the Suicide Squad. that later became the Dream Team family. The Suicide Squad was the original name. They became the Dream Team when NASA hired them to deal with what we are getting today that we believe is up in space by these five damn bastards. And y'all know who Aleister Crowley and his bunch represents. Satanism, I mean the whole nine. Y'all can look them up. I don't need to tell you. Just look up Aleister Crowley. But all of those five people, and when you think of the Dream Team, the first damn thing most people think of is five damn players on the basketball team dealing with the Olympics. Far from it. Again, getting your mind far off the truth and where all of this stuff derived from.
Mm-hmm. You were thinking about Jack Parsons too, right?
Jack Parsons, that's what I'm thinking of. That's who it was. That's who was Aleister Crowley's second man in command. So, yeah. Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, L. Ron Hubbard, Ronan Van Burp, who was an expert scientist, rocket scientist. This is why Walt Disney got called in there and they did the movie dealing with Disney, dealing with going up in space and all this other stuff. So he was one of the ones that was on the creation of, what's that, Space Odyssey. So you had all these people who were dealing up there, giving us what's up in space but making these damn movies also, especially Walt Disney himself, especially this little pedophilia with all these damn kids, and we see how a lot of them are still messed up today. Britney Spears, I ain't gonna go into that.
Right.
They got their own.
Are you talking about the Mickey Mouse Club and shit on the Mickey Mouse Club?
Under Walt Disney, you know. So all of them was under Disney. So yeah, you know they all messed up psychologically, and, you know, because these people again, all this predatorial on the children. You know, so we see a whole bunch of these people that we admire because they got them up in their so-called spotlight, and this is the fame. See, I'm already famous, baby. We all are. You know, for me, it's the number. You have fame, and your fame is, for me, the number. Famous is 22-4. That's the God in us. Fame is 13-4. It's the same damn number. See? So for me, all this stuff that they talk, I'm already that. We already stars. See? Star is 19. You are one. Self is 19. You are a star. See? We're star children, to be exact. Star being
remember that
four.
Song Prince did, Baby, I'm a Star, on that Purple Rain album? Made me think about that.
Yeah. See? Because that's why we stopped talking about indigo, star children, blue children, once we started talking about autism. This is the time we started seeing autism start coming into the forefront, because all of these special children that even, what's his name? Damn it. I had just started this Edgar Casey, who was into telling the future. I forgot the particular name, but Edgar Casey, looked him up, and he, back in the 40s and 50s, were talking about the star children that were being born, the indigo children and blue children that were being born. As soon as he came up with that, you started seeing all these experiments started to happen on our children, just like the majority of the children experiments happened through the first 3 months of life with all of the vaccines that they go through. Because for me,
and he made his transition January 3rd. That's my point.
Right. Hey, now you said that.
Wow.
At 67 years old.
57, that's three.
Yeah,
that Brian got
his speech when he was Brian told him that he had to leave. He kept saying, he said it about five times. This ain't been nothing but an experiment. We an experiment. This is an experiment. Yeah. He said that about five times.
That's the beauty. See, he kept saying four. He kept saying God. Experiment is 40, y'all. This has all been a big fucking experiment. Experiment is 40. Experience is 40. Your whole experience is an experiment to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why 29, that 2, is a project. We're in a fucking project. And the projects that they finish with, they tow down here in our cities, the PJs, the projects are all torn down here in Chicago now. Because the project was finished. They finished the project so we can now disband the niggas again. Because we saw what we needed to see once we had them stacked on top of each other in the projects. It was an experiment, y'all. That's why project is 2 and experiment is 4. But medicine will. It's no more than mouse being 2 and rat being 4. They call them mice and rats to be in the experiment. Mm-hmm. That's why mice is 14 and rat is 13. Metaphysics, y'all.
And then what they
fucking
are.
Lab rat.
What we used to love, we just stand in line for. That damn cheese. Remember they give us that government cheese? That cheese?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Don't laugh.
I used to eat that.
ain't
nobody saying that. A whole bunch of us was brought up on that government cheese back in the day. Come on, man. Ain't nobody bad-mouthing nobody. Shit, we all
man,
know about that damn.
Them made some of the best
cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwiches, too.
It made some of the best macaroni and cheese, man. Come on. We really missing over the government cheese, man. Ain't that something? We remember that, but... Just like we talking about it now, don't think that ain't coming back because everything comes and what goes around comes around. This is why we were talking about the social credit score. See,
and you said that right at 11:11.
No money, you're going to be scored.
Yes,
and you're gonna be, so you're going to have to go get in line just like people are now learning how to get back in line 6 feet apart. You learn just like being back in prison and jail and school. You're learning to get in line a particular way with rules and regulations. We don't see it, and we're adhering to it, very mildly and methodically. They're doing this, and we don't see it happening. Like we falling into getting our vaccine cards and getting your card registration to say you've been fully vaccinated. We falling into their game not knowing that this is part of losing our rights. Like I said, if you don't know the information that you hollering you got rights, then you ain't got no damn rights because you ain't took the time out to find the information to have the rights you fighting for. And
all
these
right,
people giving their rights up willingly to do the things that this system wants them to do as far as what they feel is fun, going out to eat, going out to plays, going out for whatever. We talking about now, if you don't get it, the concentration camp type of lockdowns you're going to be put in if you don't succumb. But I said this way back before I even got on the radio when I first dropped my book, 1314. Those same numbers, 1314, comes up to comply or die. I was saying that way back before we even thought about any vaccine. I said at the end of the day, these people are going to have a way that you're either going to comply or die. Comply is 13, die is 14. Metaphysics, baby.
Wow.
I've been saying that, like I said, when I saw those numbers in the book and I saw things come, I was like, man, I didn't know how they was going to do it, but I didn't know these numbers were going to stay there. They weren't going anywhere. But now that I see that they're connected to pi, and pi is the circumference of a circle, and when I figured that out, that this is all they're going to put us in.
You know what?
All
speaking
history,
of pi.
All of it. Go ahead.
I was watching an episode of Star Trek a couple of weeks ago. I watch it every day, and it was an episode about this black scientist. He created a computer. William Marshall.
Huh?
William Marshall was the black actor in that particular part. William Marshall.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I remember that. Go ahead.
Right. So he created this computer so that the Enterprise can run off the computer. But what happened, it started acting on its own. And so what happened,
it
went AI. Exactly. But what Spock did, he put in the mathematical computer formula, pi, and he broke the code on the AI computer.
Right. Because it's a never-ending code. You can't crack it. So you
right,
just keep going.
Right. He couldn't figure it. The computer couldn't figure it out.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but you remember his best role that he played that he's remembered for, don't you? William Marshall.
Oh, I should know this.
It's black exploitation. He played Blackula.
Oh, the Blackula.
Oh, okay, okay.
He was Blackula.
Yeah.
way back then, man, I was so into this and Signs and Symbols that when Dracula bit William Marshall and made him the Black Prince Blackula, if you look in the background,